Hello. Decí hello.
Hello.
Amo.
Amo. Dora.
Dora.
Sí.
Sí, amo.
Amo.
That's how winning is done.
Are you not entertained?
I'm funny how? I mean funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Bad guy in little gold.
I want my money's worth.
He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Excuse me.
Your balls are showing.
Bumblebee tuna?
It's about damn time.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's wake up, wake up.
All right, so we're good. So I turned off the illegal download machine. I think we shouldn't be getting any more errors on our computer.
The FBI will no longer be watching your computer.
Oh, they're going to be watching it regardless. But I have no problem. I really don't have. There's an issue with that, right? Like that's a story. That
you have no trouble with the NSA.
No, whatsoever.
None whatsoever.
I'm not hiding anything. I don't give a fuck.
Really?
I really am not. Like, if the government is that interested in watching the porn that I watch, then
go for it,
bro. Like, I really don't care. Like, I really... Here's the thing. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm saying I don't care.
Here's the thing is you don't do any illicit activity.
Nothing.
Nothing. Not even things like things that should be legal but aren't.
Yeah, weed. We get it.
Yeah.
We get it. Like, I don't.
Weed
I
and
don't.
Other things. Well, yeah.
Yes.
But I don't do that.
Exactly. So do you know that the DEA now, like, they're... The NSA that listens to all your shit, gives it to the DEA. And the DEA, knowing what you do, tries to figure out how to catch you.
Okay.
Bullshit, man!
But I don't do anything.
Yeah, I know.
So if they listen to what I do, they're listening to this podcast.
You're the last Boy Scout.
They should get more fucking. They should get this. I'm convinced the government is not listening to me because I would get more hits on my podcast. like I feel as if
I think they know how to.
You know,
they know
I mean?
How to override the RSS feed thing.
Just,
they go underneath.
Just,
they don't count as views.
I feel as if one FBI agent was listening to the podcast and be like, "Hey. He's not that bad. Let's keep listening.
At least he's listening.
Let's keep listening." And then the numbers would like jump and they would tell their friend and be like, "Hey, he's not doing anything wrong, but this is
That's
he's pretty
right.
funny."
That's
so
right.
let's get
NSA is just 30 desks with dudes giggling to woo, bro.
Yeah, look, if you're going to get, if 10 people are going to listen to your shit, right? Because it can't be one dude, because who's going to be watching the one dude listening to your shit, right? So it's got to be a few people.
Okay.
So if a few, let's say it's three people, just to cut the number down. Three people are listening to your shit at the same time or reading through your emails or whatever. But if three people are reading my Twitter feed, they should be going like, what's the shit that he's constantly promoting? Let's go check out the podcast. Let's see if he's talking about against America.
I think.
And then he listens to it. Of those three people, there should be
actually,
one dude
your
that
name,
goes,
your name is a little iffy, too.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what country you're from.
Dude, yeah,
could
exactly.
be, you could be.
There
fucking
should be
Taliban. I don't know.
Out of the three people, there should be one dude who goes, you know what? I didn't find anything, but I'm going to keep listening to it. I'm going to subscribe, and then I'm going to tell a friend about it. And I think that's
is this how the NSA works in your head?
That's adorable. In my head, the NSA works that they try to find shit against you, no matter how small. But when they can't find it, if they find something funny, you know,
so it's a regular office environment in your head, like a,
isn't it?
It's the office.
How is it not?
White with a badge and top secret clearance. Sure.
But how is it not an office environment? Just because they have, like, I worked in offices where you literally have to scan a badge.
When was the last time you had to ask for asylum in fucking Russia in your office? That just happened.
But they still, it's still an office environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just running from the fucking NSA.
Again, you're still an office. The NSA is still running in some office shit, right? There's still like, there's still a team manager. There's still like,
do you think they have meetings with boards and coffee and they're like, come on guys, today, look, we got a quota. We got a quota and we're gonna meet it.
Do you really think,
how many Taliban we're gonna catch today?
Do you think the fucking NSA is that like, oh yeah, Don't worry about it. Everybody reads their emails.
I see the NSA more like Glengarry Glen Ross with like Alec Baldwin and the two golden testicles. No, you never saw
it? I saw the movie. I'm trying to find out where you're going. You can't just throw a fucking movie out there and go, it's like this.
Can you relax? Go ahead and keep, no, I know. Your face.
And then question you.
Your face wasn't.
You never seen it?
Give me a little.
You never. You know, that's it.
Your face. Never, you got nothing.
Because I'm waiting. Like, you want me to give you more
coffee
for the premise?
Is for
you want me to give you a face of intrigue for premise?
Yes. Like, you're like, oh, I thought this was a conversation.
Where is this going? Oh my God.
Like, I'm so excited. You know, I love that movie too, but I don't like the NSA. Let's see if he can make me like both.
I don't. I just want you to explain to me.
Where he throws down those testicles, okay, and it's about catching terrorists.
Right.
Can I get some coffee? No. Coffee is for terrorist catchers. Right. That kind of thing.
All right.
You know what I mean?
But it's still an office.
But that's a fucking angry office.
But that's like 30 years ago when they didn't have internet and they didn't have fucking meetings in the corp. And that was a company that was failing. And that was like sales. Their biggest technological advance in that movie was like, these leads work. What leads?
What's a lead?
You mean a fucking Google search robot? Is that what you're asking for, asshole? Like that movie, they were
completely have to and
revamp
and,
it. Now, like if they were to remake it nowadays, it would just take
it would be fast. It would be like people screaming and fucking
But that's an NSA. You really think that the NSA is out there not having any board meetings, not having any like, hey, gather around in the conference room? Because hey, it's Glengarry Glen Ross.
Give me a fuck.
I work for the DEA and I don't have a fucking have a birthday. I'm not gonna get a fucking birthday cake from my coworkers.
Fuck out of here.
Who do you think you are?
But it's got like a big mound of cocaine and a gun on it.
Yeah, like it's hey, John. Thanks for catching those terrorists. Cake, like fuck. I don't know. I have no problem with anybody watching anything that I do. I'd be completely convinced that they'd be bored out of their fucking mind. If they're looking specifically for only illegal activity, they're going to be bored with my shit. Now, if they're looking for like goofy, like this, like, if they're like, did this email thread really go for 250 emails talking about superpowers and which powers you would have? Like, yes, it did, sir.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It did. That really did
Enjoy.
Happen.
Enjoy.
Yeah, exactly. Enjoy. I hope you're enjoying your day.
They have a special file for you guys.
Yeah, the
X-Files.
It was like clean, but intriguing.
Intriguing.
What the
this
fuck?
Shit is hilarious.
That's all I would ask for. Oh, big shout out real quick to one of our listeners, Saul. He hit me up on Facebook and he shared the podcast with his friend.
Really?
And his friend told him, hey, this shit is hilarious. So big shout out to him.
What's his name? Saul?
Saul.
Saul. Saul, like yeah. Raul? That's pretty dope, Saul.
Yeah. I don't want to give away last
name. Actually, that kind of sounds like a terrorist. Saul Lidambim, come on, dude.
Everything sounds like my wife and I have been catching up on Homeland Season 1, and then the main bad guy's name, the main terrorist, and that is Abu Nazir. And then she's like, Abu, like Aladdin. She's like, can't get the fuck, like, I'm like, you can't even.
You know, that's Donald Duck.
Before I get to the name thing, because now that we're on talking about names, there was a story that came out a couple of days ago that there was a couple that went to a courtroom because they were in a fight, in a legal battle over the baby's last name. They have a baby that's 8 months old, and they have a legal battle over the baby's last name. When the judge that was in the trial, she was hearing, overlooking the trial. She was supposed to be overlooking the last name, but when she found out the kid's first name, she ordered the kid's first name to be changed.
Which was messed up.
Which is...
What?
The kid's had the name for 8 months.
Okay. Well, it's not like he knows it.
It doesn't matter.
It's like a dog.
It doesn't matter. Well,
you can start calling a dog Frank. No, if you say it with the same tone, he's going to come.
A dog within 8 months would know its name.
I've tried it, dude. Look at your dog and go, Frank, and he'll come. Your dog's name is Frank?
No,
that would have been psychic.
I don't think my dog's name would be, but my point is,
nobody's dog's name
within
is Frank.
8 months. Yeah,
Frank?
I had a friend whose dog's name was Hey.
Oh, but that's
H-E-Y.
Yeah, like, hey. Like, hey, hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. That's I don't know what.
It was an overweight Rottweiler.
But hey, you know Rottweilers could be like the meanest looking dogs if they eat right, but if they're fat, they just look like the most. You're like, get the fuck out, you fat fuck.
I can outrun you in my sleep.
Yeah, they just, you know what they, you know what they are? They really are like the black athlete of dogs.
Yeah. Oh, the
like,
black guy. Just a big black guy.
Yeah, big black guy.
Not an athlete, like, just a black guy. Just a black guy. Could be an athlete.
Could be an athlete or could be a fat fuck that you
could
like.
Could be a bouncer. Yeah.
He could be a lean, mean, fucking just really fine like yeah. dude that's like, wow, that guy will fucking kill me. And he could be like the guy like, poor guy. Look at him. Fucking diabetes.
I mean,
like,
I'm sure you can fuck me up. I'm going to run.
Yeah. I'm sure you can fuck me up if he catches me. The chances of that happening are slim, buddy.
There's a short fence over there. I'm good.
He would just bark like, hey,
hey,
don't make me fucking go over there. There's a dog. Did you
your dog knows that.
Yeah.
They fucking came out. The dog in
him.
The background came out. We had a whole conversation, and you're like, hold on, let me put the earphones on. Let me see if we hear them. And then you hear them go, rah, rah, rah. And you go, no, nah. We're fine.
Have I mentioned that I'm partially deaf?
I'm like, did I have in my head listening to
you know them? How loud I talk? Listen. I have slowly destroyed my own eardrums.
I know how loud you talk. Everybody knows
I've,
how loud
y'all,
you
talk. Yeah, no.
Know
but it affects me as well. I'm partially deaf.
Oh, yeah. So my whole thing is, anyways, going back to the name, to the court,
okay.
Before I detour. So the kid's name was Messiah.
Awesome.
And the judge said, that there was only one Messiah, Jesus,
yeah,
and ordered it to be changed.
That's illegal.
I'm like, let me tell you something. I could not get past that fucking first sentence. I was like, are you fucking, as a believer, I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. Because every third Mexican I know is named Jesus. Get the fuck away from me. Are you kidding me? You're gonna, what? I dumbfounded. Look at the story. The story is here. Yeah, judge orders baby's name be changed from Messiah to Martin.
He's the man, though. I mean, Martin, he's
so
Martin!
Crazy.
Martin! He's crazy.
He's so crazy. Oh, you crazy. Yeah.
That's
this is
the
most... I don't...
Citing Jesus. I love that headline, though.
I love that. Yeah.
The headline itself. Judge orders baby's name to be changed from Messiah to Martin. Citing Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well,
our Lord and Savior.
That. I just love that.
Oh, come on. I mean, come on.
I
this is a Christian country. Oh, wait. No, it's not.
Is it anymore? I don't even know what it is.
It never was.
It wasn't? No. When the pilgrims came over and
the was pilgrims have nothing to do with this country.
Really?
Yeah. They just got here, but that's not like America. That's like
America.
That's like kill
he
Indians.
Looks like Messiah. Look at that kid.
He looks more like Buddha.
Look at that kid.
Which is kind of a Messiah.
It's a Messiah. I'm just like 7 months old, so he was 7 months old.
Look, do I think it's the best name choice? I mean, I personally wouldn't name my kid that, but that's just because.
But I don't think it's nowhere near
Messiah. Yeah,
where's the like judge in
Messiah
fucking Kim
Drake.
Kardashian's case? Where the fuck is
that? Her kid's name?
You don't know?
No.
You okay? Kanye West and Kim Kardashian had a kid. His name is North.
No, his name is Northwest.
Yeah.
How do you not know this by now? This is like,
I don't know, bro. I don't give a fuck about these people, and I don't
do
pretend
I.
To. No,
do
yeah,
I.
You do. You
no,
care a little bit.
Hell no, because I read this shit on Twitter. And you know what the worst part is? Everybody expects me to have a joke about it, and they go, oh, what do you think?
It is like a joke.
And, but I go,
the name's a joke. You're done.
Yeah, I go, I don't even dislike the name, to be honest with you. I think
Northwest.
I think it's funny.
Oh, yeah, Northwest.
But I think it's funny and cute. Like, I think it's funny in a cute way. Like, oh, that's cute.
That's like if my, I'm Cuban. My last name was Seda.
You know Rafi May? His last name is May, right? The comedian Rafi May. He has two kids.
April May.
April.
Yeah.
May, April May. And then the other one was August May or something like that. Or June May or something like that. But it's one
June
of those.
June May ain't bad.
But it's one of those. I'm like, all right, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. Who gives a shit? Over. Like, who gives a fuck?
Easy
like,
need a who's a chick from Iron
like
Man?
That to me,
Iron Man. She
honestly,
her kid's name is Apple.
Yeah, that one.
My favorite is Jason Lee.
Jason Lee is test pilot.
No, pilot inspector.
Pilot inspector
with
Lee
a K, with a K.
Pilot that makes it
better.
Inspector
that
Lee.
Makes it better.
I don't care. I like Jason Lee more than I do Kim Kardashian. So yeah, I'll
pilot
accept.
Inspector's awful, bro.
Pilot inspector. Yeah. There's not even a short version of that name that you could save it with.
Pie.
Yeah, I ain't bad.
But
good
no,
thing
pie
I didn't feed that.
Awful.
That wasn't bad.
Pies. I like the fact that you think that's a save. Like, that's
compared to pilot and inspector. What
okay,
else you got?
Yeah, I mean, right. Comparatively, sure. But
comparatively, there's not much that's gonna be. Yeah. There's not much. I'm as much of a fan as I am. Nick Cage beat me, named his son Kal-El. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
you knew a Jor-El going to high school. A Jor-El. Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow. This is like that shit to me that I'm like, all right, I just want to name my kid September. I guess that's not that weird anymore.
Yeah, like, perfectly normal.
Look at it.
Yeah, so I just thought that was fucking crazy that she named the, and then she cited like legally, like you're a judge.
You shouldn't like.
Wait, what state was this in?
Tennessee.
Yeah, it's in Tennessee, bro.
Okay. And
the South has different rules, son.
Yeah, but I mean, first of all, I like the fact that I sent the story out to my friends, and then they were like, "Oh man!" And like after like telling them the story, I told them to them like, you know, pretty much the headline says it all.
Yeah.
But I told them this, oh yeah, and they go, really? Where's the story? So I sent them the link, and they came back, and they were like, oh man, and they were black too. I'm like, yeah, I just told you that there was a custody battle about the last name. Would you expect it to be
how about
like
the name
yeah.
Messiah?
Yeah. Yeah. No, how about the fucking, like, nobody, white people and Hispanic people, we don't go to court for last names,
no.
Bro. We give you the fucking daddy's last name because that's how we hunt you down. That's how we prove it's your kid. Like, we don't do that shit.
Messiah. Yeah. Do they have the last name? No, they don't, right? In the article?
Messiah Jenkins? Yeah, dude. It's,
Messiah Johnson?
It's,
It better be good. Something good that goes at least.
His birth certificate reads Messiah Deshaun Martin.
Right? That's well, a cool so last name, are you though. Saying. That was a cool ass name.
Wait, but yeah, I thought they changed that was the, a cool name. The Messiah to Martin.
Yeah, they did. Well, they just cut out the Messiah part and they named him Martin. That's how she got Martin. And she didn't just come up with that shit out of thin air.
No. I thought it was Martin.
So wait, she made the kid Martin Deshaun then?
No, or? She made.
I thought it was Martin Deshaun Martin.
What on?
Jesus Christ.
Why? You know, if you read a fucking story in your life, you'd be able to get it.
Really? Really?
Hold on, let me see here.
I just never found out what she actually named the kid.
Yeah, she named him Martin. Well, she ordered the judge ordered to be named Martin.
Yeah, she essentially named him. Yes.
Let me see here. There was no last name. That's the whole point. Josiah Martin's Martin? Josiah Martin's son.
You can't whisper in a mic.
What?
I was trying to whisper inside because he's in the middle of reading something.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to find it so you could talk amongst yourselves. But yeah, I don't know what the last name. That's the whole point.
No, they probably won't because there's a kid involved. They probably won't put out the last name. They do that.
Who cares?
I don't.
But that's the whole point.
Jesus Christ.
But that's the whole point is that they won't put out the last names because they're trying to fight for the last name.
I thought they were trying to fight for the first name.
No.
Oh, it's
that's
it
the
had
point.
Nothing to do with the first
it had
name.
Nothing to do with the first name. They're here.
Deshaun Messiah?
No, okay, no.
Bro, Deshaun, what
okay,
is
so,
Messiah?
Wait, sorry, okay. The kid came in. The kid's name was Messiah Deshaun Martin.
Got you.
Right. Now they're arguing for the last name. The parents are trying to say, hey, I want him to have my last name. And the baby mama be like, no, I want him to have my last name.
Oh, and the judge said, fuck you, we're changing the first name?
Yes.
Because she didn't like Messiah.
Ballsy. Excuse me. Sorry. I was completely lost. That's why I thought it was like, what was his name? Martin Deshaun Martin is his name? No, okay.
This could have been avoided had you paid attention originally.
No, I was paying attention.
I don't think you were.
No, I think you
I don't think you know the definition of paying attention.
You already knew the story.
Yeah, but I said the stuff. Did I not say it the same way? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
all right.
We'll hear it. Just write in, guys. Because if you were with me, then I'm not alone.
If you listen back, you'd be like, oh.
Maybe not.
He did say it.
Maybe not.
All right. Anyways, I've been watching Homeland. I know we were talking about this off air, but I've been watching Homeland. You haven't seen it.
No.
It's really good. I've been watching it season one. I've been catching up on season one. And I think it's an amazing show. I'm at like two episodes before the season finale. And it's getting really good. It's very slow to pick up. So it's very like, it's not like the first, like, you know, there's a lot of episodes that go by with no action whatsoever. It's all talking. It's very much like the beginning of Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah.
So, but you just gotta hang in there to be able to.
And then you get that shot.
It's the opposite of Game of Thrones, where so much action. You go, what the fuck is happening?
and you know and what? I think this is too many titties.
And then when they start talking,
I never thought I'd say that, but then, I just want to see a dragon.
And then when they start talking, they go, okay, I don't know what the fuck is happening. Can you go back to fighting? Because I can't follow these names. So if you could just do that.
We have been on a nasty Breaking Bad binge the entire fucking weekend.
I need to purge crime from my mind at this point.
Like, literally, it would be 2 a.m. and you start getting suspicious. You're hearing noises. It is fucking insane. That's such a good show.
For Breaking Bad?
From Breaking
Bad. You start fucking, getting the, I
that anxiety of like, what's going to happen? Well, yeah, everybody is evil.
That's where Homeland is. Homeland is very high. My wife says it. My wife goes, this show stresses me out. Like, we watch it at night. Mm-hmm. And she goes, this show stresses me the fuck out. Because it's very like, oh, shit's building up. And it's very.
Yeah.
But that's, you know, based upon CIA and Homeland Security, and everybody's, you know, everybody's a spy. Literally, they're fucking the main, everybody's a spy in the fucking movie. Yeah. So, in the TV show. But Breaking Bad, I'm on season two, and I'm like, I love
the
show.
You're still in the nice zone. Season two, shit still hasn't, you have no idea how bad it breaks.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, I was. And what do we do? Like, easily, like 12, probably the longest, 12 episodes in a straight row without sleeping.
Yeah.
12, 16.
At the end, I was begging for us to watch something like
that. She's like, I want to watch something with rainbows, because if I see another bag of meth, I'm going to lose my shit.
Another bag of meth. Like, that's something that you don't really say often. If I see one more bag of
Jesus
meth.
Christ.
No, it's not a conversation.
Oh, look, we just gave the NSA something to listen to. They go, whoa. Bags of meth?
What the happened? Blue stuff. The blue stuff.
Anyways, I'm going to catch up to Breaking Bad, but it's going to be a slow.
It's about to end. It's about to end now.
That's fine.
No, but that's awesome. Because now you get to watch it without.
I like that. I like watching shows on. I like having, like, you know, being able to marathons.
Yeah.
I can't.
To binge it.
I don't like any. Like, even shows that I watch that are still currently on, like Parks and Rec or whatever, I'll hold off on watching 4 or 5 episodes at a time. And then just so I can have it saved, just so I could do that. But I don't like
that's almost always. I haven't watched a show week to week. Yeah, I don't even know how long. Like Mad Men was a show that's what I do. I'll just chill and then I'll watch the whole season. We just saw the first episode, the comeback episode, episode 9 from the last season of Breaking Bad. I'm gonna be that asshole every week. That's like, oh, I gotta watch it.
The one that I on Twitter it. And fucking Facebook, like, you're looking back at my door. Xander's looking back at my door, like, what the fuck?
It's
my
dog paranoid. Scratching.
It's just
paranoid, man. Paranoid.
No, but I mean, it makes sense for us to be paranoid where we live. Like,
what do you mean? We live in Brickle.
No, but okay.
Yeah, but there's Brickle,
and then there's the slums of
BRK. Like, Central Brickle.
We're at this like little. We're at a limit. We're at a limit where we are, and there's like construction site where the cop was hanging out the other day, and then the security guard the next day, and then that thing that we saw next to us too. There was an apartment in our building that was completely emptied out.
And they were scrubbing floors like soap suds coming out the front door. And I'm like, who the fuck died in there? Where's the? They're mopping up blood, babe. They're mopping up blood.
It was a very pungent smell.
Just an empty apartment and just suds. Suds being swept
suds
out.
Suds is not.
That means we got there after they cleaned up the shit.
It's not, but
I don't think
suds.
You understand,
like,
man. Do you know how many people die in Breaking Bad?
It's not red suds.
It was pink. It was pink. It was Fabuloso. Fabuloso's
okay,
pink.
Thank you.
All right, it wasn't this. Really pink. I just bullshitted this now.
Right. But all right. But that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to get the.
I want you
like,
to understand the level of paranoia. Yeah. No, it didn't matter.
You smoke, bro. This is your issue.
No, not that often.
I'm sorry. Supposedly. Yo, what's that word? Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. NSA. He doesn't really do it. He just
I may or may not have experimented with hallucinogenic drugs.
I've never done. You know, the only drug that it's ever really piqued my curiosity to ever try, and I've never tried it, would be there was two. There was one that
mushrooms.
Was no. It was roofies.
Why?
Yeah, because when I was a kid, when I was in high school,
you want to rape
was like
yourself?
A popular drug. No, but in my mind, I was like, somebody told me that food tastes better on that. I'm like, oh, I want to see what that's like. I want to see.
That was your selling point.
And then, it just piqued my curiosity. I was like, huh, I wonder what that's like. Did it, dude, you feel the fucking speaker. Like, that's when when you're 18, you go, I want to see what that's like. Mm-hmm. I never did. I never piqued my interest enough to actually do it. And then the other one was the shit that that Rogan does.
DMT.
Yeah, DMT. Where the way he talks about it so passionately, I'm like, huh, I want to see.
Yeah, but he talks about the Peruvian ayahuasca trips like it's a journey. You get into a little tent
with a shaman, and you smoke this thing, and then he's like, and then you repeat, and then you go to outer space and have sex with a jaguar, and then you come back and you're a better man,
right.
Which is awesome.
Right, right.
But he talks about mushrooms all the time. Mushrooms are the shit. I mean, allegedly.
I've never done it. It's weird to me that the shit that I've done, you haven't. Like, you don't have a tattoo on you, but you're like, I'll fuck up my body inside, but not outside.
I got like, tattoos of Jack Daniel's labels all over my liver.
Yeah,
like my liver.
It's been stabbed. Yeah, like it's been
branded.
Oh, I talked to a dude that had a brand recently.
Ooh, what?
He was a fraternity thing where he had branded. What a
fucking psycho. Is he white? Was a white guy.
Come on, no man.
Really? Shit. Yeah,
no, they don't.
White guys do shit.
No, fraternity branding. That's a brother thing. Bro.
Oh, really? Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. I didn't know this. Little fun fact.
You can't get tattooed, bro. They don't kiss it.
Good point.
They're gonna get branded when it pops out, man. Yeah, and this is him telling me this. I'm like, why don't you just get tattoos? And he's like, come on.
Dude. I actually saw a black guy with a white tattoo once. He had like the white ink.
And I see white girls with white tattoos on, and I felt like smacking them. And they go, look, if you see it in the light, they had to like go like that and like put it to the light.
I've seen that once where it actually made sense because the girl actually wanted to have like, it was a private like word or something her mom had told her before.
So you write it in a notebook and put it under your bed. Shut the fuck up.
Or you tattoo it in your pelvis so nobody else can see it and it's in black.
Yeah, but like, no, something your mom says to you before you die, you're not going to put it by your pelvis. Like, that's not exactly.
Tramps, I'm not a chick, though. I'm not a chick. You're right. I wouldn't. But, like what logical, was the word? Was it like rosebud or some
rosebud?
I don't
remember
the word. You don't remember the word that she got tattooed?
No, it wasn't
rosebud. It was the words, it's a fucking sled.
That's rosebud. I want to know, like, what kind of. Dude, that's some trippy shit. What would your last words be like if you were going to just sit there and just choose a last word?
Ghostbusters Playhouse.
All right, put it this way.
That's my favorite toy when I was a kid.
What if you... That's so funny.
It's the equivalent.
I didn't even put two and two together.
Yeah.
That's so
That's why funny. Rosebud's a sled and he loved it when he was a kid. I'd be like, Ghostbuster Playhouse.
That's so funny. What would... What was the fucking Thundercats tank? And just pass out. Yeah. No, but if you could, what would your last word be that somebody would be like, man, Xander died, and before he died, he said this word, and I got it tattooed in white.
I got it tattooed in white.
Tattooed in white. Figured it's private between me and him.
I don't know, man. What do you say?
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's prolific. Like, that's one of the
things. Like, what if when Dane Cook dies?
That was a lovely
thought. Two in the pink, one in the stink. And that's... I'm trying to think of ridiculous things. What do you say?
Well, yeah, you can't get as ridiculous. You can't get to the Dane Cook level of ridiculousness. You can't think that much.
But I can't even fucking imagine.
Yeah,
what
like,
do you
that's
tell
what I'm saying.
Somebody?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, your last words to somebody...
Last words. You know you're going. You could feel your breath.
Yeah.
And shit.
Don't, like, put the seat down.
Have you ever read those lists of
tray
like,
tables in your upright position?
That's badass.
Yeah, but is it bad? Is it like last words?
Oh my
like,
god!
It's last words, and I die tomorrow. So
no.
I have to think
last
about
word
it,
and then.
No. Like
one
last,
of them. One
you
of
know
them,
what?
One
you
of the
know
guy,
what?
The guy that had the guy that the mass murderer. He had a dope ass one. There was one that was like a famous mass murderer.
Uh huh.
Was it he was getting hanged?
No, he was getting hanged or electrocuted or something, and he was like, "Let's get on with it." That was his last
one.
Like,
you know what?
Wow.
You know what? I just thought of what it was going to be.
Pretty badass one.
Final words. I'm going to leave you guys with this one. and then you drop.
Okay, that's
I'm going to leave you guys with this one.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Just put famous
final words. Yeah.
And those are like when you get historic ones, they're always the best. Oh, but you know that's bullshit. You know he didn't say that.
That's why you have the dude that's writing it going, what if the guy did it grammatically incorrect and shit? Like I is what I is. I am what I am. Like he just puts like you know, like maybe he fixes
I
it.
I is
like,
what I is and that's all that I is.
Yeah. I don't know why I just went with Popeye. I don't know why I went with Popeye on that.
Let's try to figure out who that was for a second.
Let's see here. Last words, deathbed statements.
Is there that Popeye's tattoo? That is his tattoo, right? I am what I am, and that's all
no,
that I am.
It's an anchor.
That's
That's the anchor on the cancer filled arm.
On the tumor of an arm that he has.
This is the last of Earth. I am content. That was U.S. President John Quincy Adams.
Yeah, again, too old.
Let's see. 1937. James M. Barry, which is an author, his last words were, "I can't sleep."
That is funny.
Yeah. You can sleep now, buddy. You sleep now. Who's Ethel Barrymore? Oh, Drew Barrymore's mom.
Yeah.
Said, is everybody happy? I want everybody to be happy. I know I'm happy.
That's a nice way to go.
John Barrymore. Why is the fucking Barrymore family here?
Because they were both famous.
He said, die. I should say not, dear fellow. No Barrymore would ever allow such a conventional thing to happen to him.
What a fucking asshole.
Yeah, who talks like that?
Yeah, then you wonder why your little girl's doing drugs at fucking 10.
Did you see Humphrey Bogart?
Sure, like six, really.
Yeah, Humphrey she was. You're right. That's E.T. drugs.
Yeah, yeah. She was like right after E.T.
phone home.
Right after E.T. she was 40. She's like, let me get that finger.
By a famous French grammarian. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Grammarian? Someone who studies grammar?
Yes. I'm about to or I'm going to die. Either expression is correct.
What a fucking boring. Just
at the office. Always working.
Bill was an asshole.
Oh, Joan Crawford to her housekeeper who began to pray out loud. Damn it, don't you dare ask God to help me.
I'm trying to read funny one. I guess we should have done this prep beforehand.
Oh, now you want to prep?
Yeah, but I've never prepped for this podcast. So I'm just like, that was the amount of prep that I did was like, hey, did you hear about that story about the babies? Yeah. About the baby's name? Like, that was my amount of prep.
Here. This is your famous execution guy.
Which one?
It's the last one.
Eight? Hey, fellas, how about this for a headline for tomorrow's paper? French fries.
The guy's name was French, and he was being electrocuted.
James French.
That is pretty dumb.
Sentenced to the electric chair. He shouted these words to the members of the press. I wonder if that was the headline. What if some hack ass guy goes, I can't do better than that. All right. Anyways, yeah, no, I don't know of anything that I would say prolific enough that somebody would be like, and then Neri said this, so I tattooed it on myself. Because those were his last words to me. Like, what could her mom have possibly said, like, you know, never stop dreaming? Like, that, honestly.
Like, no, it was like a word that was, like, important to both of them.
Sassafras.
What?
Sassafras.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I think it's a tasty old beverage from the 40s. Sassafras.
Tasty old bread. I like the fact that you put tasty on old as fuck word. An old as fuck word. Like, tasty. Nobody says tasty anymore. Nobody goes,
well, no one says sassafras either. I stuck with the theme, bro.
Was that a pun? Are you wrong?
Wait, did you say that no one says tasty anymore?
Yeah, you don't really say tasty. That was delicious. Oh, that was good. Oh, that show was dope.
Tasty?
That show was good. Nobody
says tasty.
You're telling
me tasty is dated?
Yeah.
The word tasty.
When was the last time you've used it?
10 seconds ago. When I described sassafras.
When you were describing something that's old as fuck. Okay, so when was the last time you ate something or tasted something? Man, that was tasty.
Drinks. It kind of always goes towards tasty. Drinks.
I use tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you use a lot of old shit, too.
Can you not dig that, man? I mean, come on.
Bro. Hipsters.
Hey, I can dig it. You can dig it. We can dig it.
Bro, I dig hipsters.
Can you dig it?
I dig hipsters, bro. I'm fine. I'm fine with that. You're all very... You have the newspaper hat backwards. You have the fucking...
I'm dressed like 1994 right now.
Yeah.
A little bit.
This is... You've taken that 80s party and extended it through the week. You're like, I'm going to keep on...
Well, I got to work my way back out from the 80s. That's why.
So you're in 90s now?
Yeah.
I wanted to pass by on Friday, and my wife gave me, which I'm still recovering now, like, she got me sick, and I'm like,
oh, really?
It hit me on Friday, and I'm still now.
What kind of cold?
Recovering. I don't know. She had, my daughter had it first. My wife has actually been sick twice in the last 3 weeks, and I haven't been sick once except for this past weekend, and it was right after she mentioned it.
But what kind of cold is that cold that you like? You feel like you got hit by a truck?
No, on Friday I had a headache. That's what started it. So I didn't go out on Friday because of that. But I got a headache, and then yesterday I started getting the sneezing, and then today I've been sneezing, and my throat has been hurting me. I got a sore throat. So it's.
But you know what? A sexy radio voice. I just want you to know.
I actually had a girl tell me that one time. She's like, I was. Because we were talking on the phone a lot. And you know, when you're in high school, you talk on the phone a lot.
For hours.
She was like, I actually fell for your voice before anything else. And I'm like, well.
Shut the lights off and let's get down to business.
So you just go, okay.
All right, you wait here. I'm going to walk home.
You wait here. I'll go get my car. That's 6 miles away from here. No, you don't worry about this. Call me later and tell me how excited you are about the car that you bought while I was walking. Fuck face. That's it. Just always.
Please let it go.
Yeah, well, I totally. Did. Jan is the one that keeps bringing it back and reminding me. I let it go. I was like, all right, whatever.
All right, well, we'll move on. Die Hard, how do you feel about that? You just spit up Red Bull.
Bring me a lap when I'm sipping.
Steph did a fucking spit take, a for real spit take. She did a. That's good. They've been playing actually Die Hard a lot on like Showtime or I think or Cinemax. Yeah. They've been playing a lot back to back, and I'm like, first of all, let me tell you something. I got a little mistake in that. Not a mistake because I can't prove it, but that first German that he kills, his feet don't look small, bro.
Oh, really?
When he's in that fucking chair,
did you pause and zoom in?
I did pause. I absolutely did pause. Of course I did.
Why do you think our DVD players have zooms?
Yeah. Why would you not? First of all, it wasn't on DVD, but I was watching it on TV. And you have a very nice TV.
I'm sure it zooms.
And I go, hey, why the fuck? His feet don't look small. Like, at all. Like, you see his feet dangling, and you go, I can't prove it.
Yeah.
But his feet don't look fucking small, is what I'm saying.
Definitely not smaller than his sister's, which is the line.
Yeah. Right. Which is a great
line. It's a really good line. All the German terrorists in the world, and I get the one with feet smaller than my sister's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you asking me, like, if you don't know the fucking script? Like,
I don't, bro. My memory.
It's because of all the allegedly.
Actually, what's funny, I've always had a shitty memory, and then I started smoking weed, and now I just have an excuse for having shitty memory.
Yeah, I don't think weed gives you the shitty memory. I think when you're high, you may have shitty memory, but I don't think in general, because everybody that I know that does weed, they all tell me the same thing. I had shitty memory before I did weed, and I know a lot of people who don't do weed. They have shitty memories.
Yeah, like, yeah,
so I believe
it's a roll of the dice. It's a roll of the dice. And actually, what weed screws up is your short-term memory, which is 30 seconds. It means if you said something to me, there's a possibility that I just forgot what you said.
I like the fact that you told me weed fucks up your short-term memory, which is like 30 seconds. And then you still continued and you insisted in explaining to me the very fine definition of short-term memory.
Like, do you understand short-term memory? Would you like to give
the last 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Which means what you just told me. I'm like, oh, okay, hold on. Let's pay attention. I couldn't get this.
In other words, remembering your fucking something you did last week is not the same as short-term memory.
Oh.
It's when you have a dipshit conversation with somebody who's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fuck you.
Steph, you changed your name on Twitter.
Fuck you in your face.
Yes, finally.
I couldn't find you. I was tweeting you yesterday, and I was like, where the fuck is she? I'm like, I know what it is. I've made fun of it plenty of times. And then I had to look you up and go, okay, she changed it. Yeah. Steph's Twitter name now is not that Steph.
Yeah.
Which is a reference to the author that no guy knows. And then has your name.
Because sadly enough, I've already experienced it twice where random family members or people who know my family have been convinced that I am that Stephanie Mayer and have called my family to congratulate them.
Well, they went to your $80,000 wedding. They fucking, yeah.
What do you expect?
They assumed. Yeah, she sold a lot of books. Have you seen her fucking wedding? Hell yeah, she sold a lot of books. Let's keep bringing that up. I like that.
And we're going to keep bringing up your
Xander. Xander's just like fucking, I want to get fucking Boy Tropical.
My parents finally confirmed this, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Recently?
Yeah. Recently. But no, they said you guys are on your own. We're not doing this.
This is bullshit. You know what that means? Vegas wedding. I want to get married with fucking Elvis. A drive-thru, maybe.
I talk about that on stage, but that's fine.
Can you stop that
shit? I'm the only one that talks about Vegas wedding.
Vegas.
I'm the only one. Just letting you know. You should probably hear the joke before you do it.
Before I continue speaking.
You get married.
Because it all is more than likely.
Vegas, and then you're
gonna I'll just accidentally say
I talk about about the fact that my wedding cost $10,000, and then I say, when it, you know, that's the cheapest wedding you're going to find. And of course, when I say that, people automatically shout, Vegas. And you go, Vegas is expensive, bro. The shit starts adding up. You get hotels, mm-hmm. you get a flight, you get the hooker, the blow. That shit starts adding up. And then
by the time you marry one of them.
Yeah, yeah. And then she wants to go, so you got to pay for her shit, too. So that's it. That's the extent of the Vegas portion of that joke. But I know you're going to get to that fucking, you're going to get married in Vegas and go, dude, the fucking coke and horse. Let's talk about this on stage. And you go, okay. Again, it's not the most original joke, but I mean.
It's just mine.
But I did say, I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there. So I'm just, so have you guys already confirmed it? Are you guys already engaged?
Well, I'm not there. Slow down.
I like the fact that Zach is the one that's fucking being like, slow down. Slow down.
What do you expect me to be though? Yeah, let's do this. I mean,
you know, she does have a car, so that's a plus.
That's definitely
she does have a, you know.
How'd you two meet? Why'd you get married? It's like I've been walking a lot.
Like, yeah.
I mean, and it was summertime, so I was like, fuck that, right?
Let me tell you how me and your mom met. We met in school, in high school, and she was 16. Then we broke up and she got married and she had a big, lavish wedding. But then they broke up because she knew it was going to be over. And then like we started hooking up again, and it was summer. And I was just tired of walking. And then this guy that I used to know, he told me a story about walking because of his ex-girl. And I was like, I don't want to be in that situation. So I just got married to the girl that had a car. You know, she had a car. Your mom had a car.
Keep her.
You know, that's. But like the fact that you're the one that's like, whoa, Xander. Like, Xander's the one like, hey, easy. Like this is not. We're not gonna move this too fast. Like you're the one.
Even though I'm the lesbian who's like, hey, second date, want to move in? Yeah,
you're the one. Oh, no, I'm living with him now.
Oh, that recent?
Yeah.
Why? I like the fact that you don't know, Steph. You're looking at him like, when did I start living here?
Because it just happened.
Well,
Nobody asked. No, not that it just happened. I mean, it just happened. Like, so it didn't happen. It didn't. It was like 2 or 3 weeks in, and it's like.
The movies, bro. Well, I guess the romantic gesture of like you giving her a box and she opens it thinking it's going to be a ring and it's a fucking key. And my God, this means we're taking the next step to the fuck out of here. You sleep, but we have sex. We're too tired to fucking drive home. I'm too lazy. I don't even have a car, right? So I can't even drive you home. You sleep overnight. You stay over there. It fucking happens 5 times in a week, and it happens, you know, 3 weeks out of the month, and you go, fuck it, bro. You stay here. You know what? I need help paying my rent. You got rent money?
She's got none.
She doesn't help you with it?
Nothing.
Oh, that's awesome. It's like my wife.
That's why my wife. You keep bringing up the car, and I'm like, wait, the car is not that much.
It's a lot.
So's my rent.
That's what I'm saying. That's what my wife does. My wife now,
we're
shit. You and her have the same relationship that me and my wife does. You basically married. I pay for everything, and she puts out. And then you go, and somehow along the line,
I can dig this.
I was like, God, you go, that's a fair trade, right? Like, we really are the fucking. It's so funny because women go, oh, don't demean me and don't fucking all this shit. But then as a man, we don't put any value to our shit. We go, I pay for everything. I fucking take care of
you. I don't do that shit, man. I cannot.
You can't. Nobody could do that. No guy ever goes, hey, I'm the fucking man. I put this together. I pay for this. I pay for that. And you got to respect. We don't do that shit. We just go, yeah, she blows me, so I'm good. And we think so little of ourselves. Like, we're like, yeah, she. But you pay for everything, Xander. I know, but I don't know if you heard the blowing part. So I'm good.
I just gave you my reason.
Yeah, I'm happy with this arrangement, so it's going to stay this way. Where did you live before, Steph, that you just have? Were you going through a situation where?
Oh, yeah. I was crashing at my parents' house in between.
Crashing in your parents' house. She's got a car, but she's. No, you were living at your parents' house.
Yeah, yeah. For a while. I moved in with them because.
Let's make it look, because I'm the asshole with no car, but I'm the one with the apartment. And I don't need a car.
Yeah, you still have that.
Didn't need a car.
You see, let me tell you something.
I work and live downtown. I didn't need a car.
You still had that.
You want to put me in this little box down here?
Because it's South Florida. She's living at home. It doesn't matter.
Not a broken sign. I just equals. Equals. That's all I'm trying to say.
I don't think it does.
How is that not equals?
She gets her fucking laundry at home. Living at home, you get your laundry and your breakfast done.
She gets.
She's not having a bad love. She's not having a. She's not like, oh my God, I'm sitting at home and my parents still expect me to come home at 10 o'clock at night. She's not living the fucking 16-year-old Steph life.
She was for a while, actually.
Chill with that. They wanted to know I wasn't dead, and they didn't know me and you were hooking up yet. So yeah.
She wanted to ease them into the disappointment. Like, does he have a car?
No.
I'll be driving home at 3 o'clock in the morning. Hold the fuck up.
Yeah. So like that's the thing when you have a when you're a girl, you're expected to check in.
Yeah.
Not.
Oh yeah.
Not like be home, but like I need you to check in.
Hey, yeah, I'm not in the gutter somewhere. Yeah. So just relax, guys.
Just relax. Just I'm alive. You know.
I'm driving. I'm still awake.
I'm not being raped. It is willing. So don't you worry about that. I have nightmares as a dad.
Of course.
I have nightmares of like fucking like some like you. When they did that whole, when the story broke about that guy that, that kidnapped those three chicks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Then they...
Cleveland,
they
go, right?
Huh?
In Cleveland, right?
In Cleveland, yeah. Right. Which, if it doesn't suck enough to live in Cleveland.
To be kidnapped in Cleveland is like... Kidnapped. Shit.
You're fucking kidding me. They I don't even know if they know who LeBron is. Now that I think about it. They've been kidnapped for 10 years.
They came out there.
Oh, my God. They don't even know the heartbreak of LeBron. They were the three luckiest people in Cleveland, if you think about it. If you think about it. That was pretty lucky.
You know what? Not too soon. Just the right time. I want to give you a mental high five for that right there.
I think beautiful. That was a... Yeah.
It was a solid joke.
Good. All right. All right. Because
that's what they're coming out.
But and
anyway, what about the first round draft?
Are we going to take that kid from that private school in Akron? Oh, we did. We did nothing. 7 years, you say.
The Heat, you say. Three championships, you said.
A decision. Huh.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of shitty, though, right? Like, I don't... No, I know I was raped and beaten repeatedly for 10 years, but metaphorically, the city of Cleveland was raped as well. Am I not correct?
Not since Drew Carey have I felt this kind of violation.
So, is Bone Thugs still cool? first of the month. That's still the new hit song? Nope. Is that the hit song?
Wake up.
That's the intro music.
Yeah, it's the first of the month. You know.
They're going places. Those guys.
Harmony with this shit.
They were the shit. Then they got raped by their fucking label. Ugh.
So you guys still watching the box? Y'all guys get the box?
There's so much shit that happens in 10 years that you don't even think about. Like,
I'm wow. excited about the MTV 2 thing.
Those. So, MTV is meant for videos, music, and then MTV 2 is for the other bullshit, right? No? The other way around, you say.
Reality what? Reality TV. Do you understand that what you're saying? Those two things are not the same word.
That's an oxymoron. No, one of those, right? That's like saying giant shrimp, like something like that. Like jumbo shrimp. Like, that's the opposite of military
intelligence. Yeah.
All right. So you're gonna continue with this reality TV? You know, none of that shit's real, right? I was locked up in a fucking cave for 10 years.
That shit was real.
That was real.
That shit was real.
Yeah.
Oh God!
And listening to that story. Wow.
We did like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we did 5 minutes. We should bring each other up on stage and you fucking do it. What's the
dueling banjos?
No, the two comics, the twins. What's your name?
The Squire brothers.
The Squire brothers.
Randy and Jason Squire.
And then they're like, well, they can't figure out which one of them.
BT. Their timing is amazing. Those two twins, man.
Yeah, it's almost as if they've known each other all their lives.
Right?
It's almost as if, like,
it's magic. It's magic.
How long have you guys known each other? All your life, you say.
No, but that shit is incredible. For two comedians to be on stage at the same time, and they deliver one. It's not like they do one joke. They do sort of setup, delivery, and punch.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's like watching juggling, but with words.
Have you, like, known somebody for longer than 5 years?
And you,
yeah,
and you can tell a joke together with them.
But that's what I'm saying. But who's the longest?
Okay, you're right.
You and your sister.
Take all the credit away from these two brothers.
I'm not taking the credit away from them. I'm just saying reasoning for the credit.
Of course,
but you're saying like you're astounded, and you're like that's kind of expected.
But yeah, but the mastery that they have of it
He's quite good.
I don't know why you went
the mastery. Because anytime I talk about mastery,
and you did
the mastery.
Is that the Italian thing?
No, I don't know what it is.
It sounds like Italian or Cuban.
It's a little bit of both, my friend.
Either one of my friend.
Have you ever been to Ray's Pizza? It's like that.
Do you know
it's a lot like Ray's Pizza.
Ray's Pizza, a local pizza joint here in Miami. If you're listening from outside, which apparently some of you are listening in China and Russia, thank you. But Ray's That's Pizza, a local Miami. Yeah. Oh my God, what if that was them?
They bounced the feed from China.
So you are calling towards their fucking numbers.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
God bless America. But Ray's Pizza here in South Florida, in Miami, it's a quote Cuban pizza place.
Yeah.
And it's not a money laundering front for illegal activity done by.
What it is like, remember, you ever eat Elio's Pizza?
No.
Imagine ordering a pie and that shit.
No, but my point is, you know they charge you a homeless tax.
A what?
Yeah, if you look at your receipt, they charge you a penny for homeless, and it says homeless tax. And it's a penny. So you can't really go, what the fuck? But you go, what the fuck? Like, quietly, you say it to yourself. You don't really complain about a penny, right, out loud in public, because then you're just a petty asshole. But then in private, you go, no, that was wrong, right? What the fuck was that? Homeless tax. Yeah, it was a homeless tax. If you go to Ray's Pizza, at least it did, like, 8 years ago, the last time I went to Ray's. I haven't been to Ray's Pizza in a long time.
You know, good for you.
Yeah.
No, really. Really good for you.
No, I like their pizza. I had no problem with their pizza. A little bit greasy.
Yeah.
A little bit greasy.
The dough is like that weird styrofoamy.
Again, we're going into this conversation with... I can't do this with a fucking guy from
doesn't matter. We're judging Northeast. It as Cuban pizza. It's not even pizza. Everything is pizza.
It's like the boat pizza that you got from when you were a kid. When in school,
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, but I don't thought... I don't know.
No, Elliot, but the square...
I know Dade County
slices.
Public School.
Yeah, I got you.
The fucking boat pizza.
But yeah, it's the same thing.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
I mean, it was pizza when you were a kid. Of course, it's delicious.
Yeah, hold on, give me a second. All right.
It's funny how crying and talking to herself sounds so close.
I'm sorry, I'm listening for my baby to talk. I literally had this conversation with somebody where listening to when you're at night, when you're sleeping, or when you lay down to sleep and you have the monitor on. The moment you hear, like, just like that, she just rolled over and, like, made noise, right? She's not necessarily crying. And from what I'm able to see, she's
back up.
Asleep. No, she's asleep. But when she does noise like that, your tight hole clenches so tight. When you lay down and she makes that noise, and the noise, from my part, is coming from behind me because the monitor is behind when I sleep. When I turn over to sleep, the monitor is behind me. Uh-huh. And I had the illusions of, like, I literally compared it to driving and then a cop just slips behind you in traffic and you're like, oh fuck, don't look.
How do I drive straight? I forgot.
Yeah, I don't. You start going into that mentality of like, just don't bow, chill.
Start whistling. You never whistle when you drive.
You start breathing like concentrating on your breathing and same shit. And then and then either she never cries again and you go, okay, I'm good. Or like, that's the equivalent of the cop leaving or the fucking. Oh, son of a bitch. What do you want, child, baby?
Which is it? Tit shit or food?
Well, tit and food are the same.
All right, man. I'm sorry. No kid. And I thought the tit and shit was pretty good together.
Yeah.
Tit shit or what?
Dora?
No, tit shit or food, man.
Tit shit or TV?
Babies eat, right? When do babies start eating other than milk?
Like every few months they start getting teeth, so they start graduating towards certain foods.
Okay, so I'm not completely wrong.
At a year old, at a year old, they could eat whatever you eat as an adult.
Titchits.
Except shrooms and don't give a baby shrooms.
I got some LSD in my bag.
Don't give a baby weed, edible weed. Don't do that. That would be fucked up.
Yeah.
Dude, I am. I know. I talked about this last week, but I am like, it's getting to a point where I'm. I don't want to say concerned because I'd be like overly dramatic, but I am finding myself just liking the Man of Steel to the point. Like I've now subscribed to a podcast. It's a movie review podcast from Empire Magazine, which is a movie, but it's like in England, and putting myself like through the fucking like their accent is gotta. I hate their accent.
You don't like English accent.
I like the English accent. I loved. Let me tell you something. Before listening to this podcast, I loved the English accent because it was like so proper. So, but when you hear it for hours on end, and you go, just shut the fuck up.
Really?
Shut the fuck up.
I know.
Which kind of an English accent? Because there's so like very many.
Oh yes, because I'm a speech therapist, and I could tell you that.
Are you a speech therapist?
Yeah, that's my thing. That's what I do.
There's some people who
because I don't know if that would help you with dialects. I don't think it does. I don't think those two things are connected.
Well, I have no idea.
That was a big word, and then therapist, because you know problems.
So speech is the big word for you. Is what you're saying, Xander? You say you put a big word and then therapist together. Like the big word for you was speech.
Together was a big word.
Oh, okay.
You felt like that was an intelligent thing I said.
Yeah, no, I actually got in. The first 10 minutes was tough, listening to 10 minutes of Brits, but then I got okay with it. But I'm going back and I'm listening to like old movie. They do movie reviews, and I'm doing the first couple that I've listened to were the Man of Steel reviews, and I'm like fucking like fuck you. Like some of them are dead on, and the other like I agree.
This movie is silly.
Yeah, this
the entire city of Metropolis is destroyed.
I just like the fact that them being Britsko, I found it a bit too serious, and I'm like, I'm sorry.
What fucking movie did you watch?
Like,
asshole?
I'm like. One, it was serious. Two, you were just raving about fucking Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Well, there was no comedic anything in Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Well, unless you count Bane's voice.
Yeah, that's not so.
Oh, that was another story that came out. I just got the story. Thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
I just got the story of. Hold on a second. Where it says. Batman versus Superman, the new movie coming out. And they said that the rumor is that they're going to spend $60 million on bringing back Christian Bale's Dark Knight.
Wow.
To bring back Christian Bale, they may fucking offer him $60 million.
Wow. Are you fucking kidding me? $60 million to use that stupid raspy voice.
I couldn't. My friend sent me that, and then my other friends are like, oh man, I hope that's true. And I'm like,
Why?
I can't, and I haven't responded to them because I'm, for the listeners of the podcast, I am constantly the against the grain guy, and I'm constantly the guy that disagrees with, you know, most popular opinion. And that would be a popular opinion to have Christian Bale back. Everybody loves Christian Bale.
$60 million
worth of loving him, though.
Nobody loved him that much. Everybody made fun of that voice.
I'm telling you something. I don't like him at all. Like, I think he plays a good Bruce Wayne. But a really shitty Batman. And then when you go, what makes a shitty Batman? And I go, well, somebody that uses that voice and this totally takes me out of the movie. That's a shitty Batman. Yeah.
Michael Keaton, best of both.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
Best of both.
I think I
totally
agree.
Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah, he's my Batman.
And even though he's, like, I think the shortest Batman, held himself with sort of a fucking badassitude. That was awesome.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally am a fan of Michael Keaton being Batman. But there were early rumors. And again, these are just rumors, and the movie hasn't started filming. There's not even a script done yet and shit like that. But there were rumors before of what's that kid's name from the Behind the Pines guy?
Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling playing the new Batman.
That guy, he could be Batman.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, there's a list. There's literally a list. If you go to the Rubro Facebook, there's literally.
Why are you giggling? Because me and Nary want to fuck him? I mean, come on.
I'm not saying I want to fuck him.
I'm saying I would.
It would happen. And it happened.
You know? I ain't reporting it to nobody.
I'm not calling the cops on nobody.
I'm just saying, you know.
I'm not saying I want to. I'm just saying.
Hey.
But on the Rubro Facebook, which is facebook.com/WubroPod, WUBROPOD. They're saying that the rumors that Warner is keen on Josh Brolin or Ryan Gosling to play the new Batman.
Either one of them.
There's a whole list of people that I've posted that would be great.
But wouldn't it make most sense, just logistically and story-wise, to actually have Joseph Gordon-Levitt come back, seeing as it was implied that he was going to carry
on Batman? No, but he wasn't Batman. He was going to be Robin.
Well, yeah, I assume he would be Robin, but maybe he
can... Is it Nightwing? No.
Well, Robin does turn into Nightwing.
Yeah. Like Robin turns into Nightwing, but he's not the same thing as Batman. But at some point, he's Batman.
No, I know he's not.
He actually does become Batman for a short time and then goes back to Nightwing. Whatever.
But he goes back, he becomes Batman when this guy breaks his back.
Yeah.
So that story already passed. So we can't do that now, can we?
We just break his back again.
Can we, Nolan? Thanks, asshole. Can't get that great storyline.
Oh, that was another stupid thing from that Batman, where his back is completely like snapped in two, and all they do is tie some ropes to him and drop him in a cell. Like, you good?
Fans of this podcast.
Holy shit, I'm good. That was nice.
Fans of this podcast are bored to listen to me complain about that fucking scene. I'm sorry, how do you fix a broken back? Oh, you karate chop. And then you hang him with bed sheets.
Hey, wait.
This fucking thing is easy.
Let me get this straight. He's trying to climb out this little hole in the ground. That's cool. Oh, what's that tied to him?
Oh,
it's like a bungee cord.
What?
No, that's a fucking rope. Oh, that guy's rope? Dead. That guy's rope? Fucking dead.
Oh, but he's going to try it again. Wait, but he didn't die the other time? Oh, okay.
He's on a fucking wheelchair.
So he's like, he takes bullets, right? Like he's like in the middle of firefights and like he gets dodge bullets and he's like, suits bulletproof. That's cool. So what's the thing that finally takes him down? Oh, small blade.
Oh, cool.
In the middle of the ribcage.
Actually, but that's semi-accurate. Like, bulletproof vests are not knife-proof.
Yes.
And knife-proof vests aren't bulletproof.
Yeah, but if you're Batman, you got both. Cool. Have both.
You probably got both.
Probably. You know what I'm saying? You're like, how cocky are you that, like, nobody's going to get close to me with a knife? Like, yeah. How cocky as fuck
he's
are
Batman.
You?
He's very cocky.
Yeah.
Very.
You're like, you're supposed to be like, you know, let's...
Think outside the box, Batman. Come on.
Yeah.
This is very inside the box. Take care of the box first, then go outside.
Yeah. take care of the shit inside, and then work your way out. And then go like, hey. Like,
you take care of the first level shit before you get to the second level.
Yeah, you automatically go like, oh, this suit protects me from nuclear bombs. You want to start off with knives first. Actually, start off with paper cuts, then you go with the gloves.
Well done.
Then you move up to like staple fucking shit when you staple your finger by mistake, and then go to knives. I think those are the fucking, you know, steps you go about.
You ever stub your toe in a doorway? Look for that.
try to
take care of
it. No, I shouldn't go through, bro.
Stop. Don't even talk about it, bro.
I know soon it's going to happen now, and I'm going to be like, fucking Xander, son of a bitch. And it's funny because you have to curse. Like, there's no situation where you stub your toe, and you go, ooh, golly. That's a word that you
that's
would
almost,
use.
That's almost golly. No.
What's the word that you use? What's the word that you use on text?
Groovy.
Yes. Yeah,
groovy. I use a lot.
Groovy. So
groovy's like my 10-4. Like, all right, groovy.
So it doesn't surprise me that you use.
Yeah, but tasty. Gosh,
the tasty doesn't surprise me.
No, tasty. I don't think tasty is dated. I think you're crazy,
Steph. When was the last time you said something was tasty? I want to know an actual time that you said something was tasty. That's tasty.
Last night. But he gave me food.
You said the word tasty. You didn't go, oh, wow, this is good, babe. This is delicious.
No.
This is...
All of those. Like,
you said tasty.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure she did.
I don't.
Well, you think that tasty is dated.
I believe it is. Because I haven't heard it in a while. That's why I believe it is.
I believe you're shocked toward Dig and Groovy and all the other things that he says.
Those are extremes, though. Those are extremes. Yeah. I believe that tasty is not as outdated as those.
You haven't heard him talk to someone who works at a bar. That's when it gets worse.
Why?
That's when you start calling people sweetheart and dollface.
Oh, yeah. Dollface. That's two whiskeys. Two whiskeys is dollface.
Dollface.
Hey,
that would dudes too.
Yeah. Hey, no, that's body. Captain. Captain or boss? Captain.
Tiger every so often.
Tiger. I've never used Tiger. Yeah. Hey, Tiger.
You used that recently. You said that somebody...
No, when you're saying to calm someone down.
Yeah, you just said that recently on a podcast. You
Tiger?
Just said, yeah.
Calm down, Tiger.
No, you said that you love the word Tiger, that the guy used Tiger against you, and you were like, oh, I like that. It makes me feel masculine.
Tigre.
You just said it on a podcast, mm-hmm. on a What's Up Bro podcast. You said Tiger, mm-hmm. and you had this whole thing about it. So now every conversation that comes up when it's your word against anybody else's, I'm automatically going
you
against
know what?
Their word
you know what?
Against yours. I'm automatically going to believe them. So
what were you talking about?
Yeah. Fuck. What were you just saying right now? I don't.
No, I think I was talking about the translation of tigre. Like, oh, tiger. That sounds dope. It makes you sound cool. That's tigre.
But how is that any different than tiger?
Yeah, but I don't say it.
I think you should. I think in the podcast
I might have used it, but in Spanish, that's different. Why are we picking apart Tiger, bro? Tiger is a reserve for one person.
You're the one that got offended.
The only person who can say Tiger is Mary fucking Jane Watts.
You're the one that goes, yeah, yes,
yeah.
You're
that's the only one. That's the only allowance.
You were the one that got offended and go, wait, what? I never say
because
Tiger.
I don't
like,
say Tiger.
You were defending it like tooth and nail a couple weeks ago.
No, tigre, two different words, bro.
That's the same word.
No, it's the same word in different language. Two different words.
Same word, though. No.
Is no and nine the same word?
Yes.
No, it's not. It's nine and no.
They both mean no.
Mm, they both have the same meaning.
But it would, I don't
know. That makes them the same word.
They're different words. Different
this language. Conversation is way smarter than anything that I've, like, the you know what, you watch,
his eyes are all twitchy and his brain hurts.
Yeah, the wheels in my head have been turning. anyways, do you watch Hard Knocks, the HBO documentary on training camp of the NFL?
No.
Okay, so this year it's back in Cincinnati. And the reason I bring this up is because in the show, in the episode, in last week's episode, one guy was asking a question like, hey, if you could have two superpowers, which one would you have? Right? And they filmed this. Like, this is not, like, just in a locker room. Like, dudes just having this conversation in a locker room. But they went out and they were, like, stretching. So one dude overhears a conversation and goes, but, like, if I could fly, like, how fast can I fly, though? Can, like, do I fly at the same speed I walk? Or like
that's a solid question.
And then he asked that question to so many different people. Like the way they edited was like him like doing different things,
uh-huh.
asking the same questions to different people. And just to show you how many times this guy has asked for it, has asked a question. And it's funny. It was meant to be comedic, but in my mind, I was like, no, that's a fucking great. I've never,
brilliant.
You know how many times I've asked the question, what superpower could you have? Whatever. And I've never fucking thought about that. And I go, and then I started thinking even deeper. I'm like, because if you're saying that when you fly, you have super speed, that's two different powers right there. So you have flight and you have super speed right in the same one.
Not exactly.
Yeah, bro.
Look, here's the thing though. You can't say you do it the same speed as you walk because your feet propel you when you walk. What propels you when you fly? Your mind.
Right.
So it would only, your limit of speed would be defined by your brain. So it could be faster.
I mean, it's all.
Well, it wouldn't be like running.
If we're talking about, it depends who we're talking about. Superman flies because of his of his biology.
Mm-hmm.
It's a science thing.
Okay, but how? Like,
I don't know how.
It's yellow sun. That's all. That's the only answer we have.
No. There's plenty of other. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I have. I got my comic rules in that one.
But what propels him forward? All right. So let's say that it's biological. There's some sort of twitch he does in his body, right. Tighten up faster.
Right.
Who else flies? And that's
Green Lantern.
Different.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern. The ring, isn't it? The ring's pulling him almost.
Yeah. It's his will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But whatever the ring does. Yeah.
So if he smokes a bunch of pot, he can go nowhere. It's just like
the ring's power is based upon his concentration.
Yeah, if you smoke weed, man, your will and your concentration.
I don't know. I take your word for it because we're not degenerates. Yeah. So
this one's Steph a degenerate. Yeah. Steph. I mean, allegedly. Allegedly.
Oh, my God. We're going to call this one, not this one either.
Oh, wow. She pleads the fifth.
Oh, wow.
You're right, Mom.
Thanks. Now that fucking hits are going to go down again.
Jesus.
Would it kill you? Would it just fucking kill you?
Just quit it.
Oh, excuse me. My wife was calling me. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Everybody's still singing the song to your ringtone.
Do you want to do the fast rap part?
Joe.
I don't even know. I didn't even know there was a fast rap part.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck that ceiling.
Yeah. Put your hands up like the ceiling can't hold us.
Like gonna fall?
But the ceiling doesn't hold you.
I think
unless you can fly.
No, they're dancing on the roof. Do you want us to
Why?
Clap?
What do you need?
Clap.
I don't want to do a clap. That's
Yeah. It's useful right now.
Yeah. You hear that?
At the end of last week's podcast.
Did I make it all the way? I don't know if I made it all the way.
Right at the end of the podcast, you were still talking, and we were just talking like amongst each other, amongst ourselves, and you were laughing at the I forgot what, but you came through so clear, even though you had physically put your microphone down on the table.
Yeah,
but the voice came in like the only reason we know that it was the after podcast is because Steph and I come out very low.
Yeah,
but you came out.
Chris.
Like fucking
Dolby Digital, baby.
Like, why is Xander still on the mic and nobody else? Speak, why is everybody else's mic turned off?
I speak in like. Dolby 5.1, bro.
I don't know what Dolby is.
Dolby, bro. Dolby Digital 5. You don't know what Dolby is?
I know Dolby. You never said Dolby.
I did not say Dolby. Kunta Kente.
Steph.
When you pronounce Dovi this time, it sounded a little bit.
The last time. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
Are you going to go back
to Kente? Come to Kente.
I don't know what that means either.
Toby. You never seen Toby. Roots?
Yeah.
Come on, Toby.
I just couldn't make the
Toby.
Connection.
Toby. Like, come to
Kente. Your name is Toby. I get it. All right. Where were we? I forgot. Oh, yeah. So flying. The power of flying. Yeah, yeah. That's a great question to me. Like, I've never asked that question. I've never, like, it never even came to me. And I thought it was an amazing question. Like, would that be a separate power?
Yeah. Ooh, check this out. What if you have the ability to fly faster than your body can handle? Superman, he could go fucking speed of anything, right? And his body is fine. What if you could fly too fast and then you knock out? You hit those G's and boom.
Or you hit a building and you explode.
Yeah.
Well, there's that too.
There are drawbacks to everything. And then, like, or you go too high and you fucking pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody ever thinks about that with the flying.
No, I think about that with the flying thing as far as the running into buildings. I'm like, you got to be careful with that shit.
Well, you try to stay up high.
Living in a city. Yeah, but then there's a fucking plane. Like that movie. What's a movie? With the three kids that got fucking powers all of a sudden? That they could do shit with their minds?
Chronicle.
That was a good movie, dude.
That was where it was like DV stuff, like they recorded themselves.
I wanted to see it.
Did I get enough credit? It was a very good movie.
And it was carried off really well, too.
They were up in the sky. They could levitate with their mind. They could levitation with their mind. And eventually, they got to the point where they could levitate their own bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So they're up in the sky, and they had an issue with a fucking airplane. And you see it, like you see a fucking airplane, and that's a real issue. Like people don't think about that.
Of course, it's like, a real issue. I mean, everybody's talking about Benghazi and fucking Afghanistan. Let me tell you what a real issue is.
But it's a real
flying
issue for
in a world with airplanes.
If you are a superhero. That's an issue that you're gonna have to be cleared by the fucking
air control.
At the meeting? We addressed that at the meeting last Tuesday.
Yeah, I was late. Sorry. Okay.
I can only fly as fast as I want.
So
not my fault.
Kevin James had something like that too about the flying carpet. You remember that bit? Kevin James had a bit where his girlfriend was across the country. I'm sure not. He's married now. I don't know if it's the same girl, but she goes, man, I miss you so much. I wish I had like a magic carpet and I'd be there like in 2 hours. And he was like,
that's a crazy
ass. Like, why?
Why
2 hours? Like, why a magic carpet and why 2 hours? He asked, why 2 hours? And she goes, well, I don't want to go that fast. I don't want to fall off.
That's a good answer.
He's like, what?
You're talking about a magic carpet.
That's a magic carpet. But then if you think about it, like everybody, like when you watch Aladdin, you go, oh, I want a magic carpet. And I remember as a kid going, I don't want a magic carpet.
No.
I'll fall off that shit.
He leans over and the zebras or whatever are running and she kind of reaches out past it. Fuck that shit.
Like, hey, put your fucking hands. You keep your hands in the fucking carpet. Are you insane?
Like, exits are here, and here.
No, but I always had, so I think the flying thing. That's my first, like, I remember when I was a kid, I used to think, when I got older, my first power, like, if you go, if you could have one superpower, it would be flight. But when I was a kid, believe it or not, my power, I wish I could stop time.
That's a great power.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would be great to rob a bank. NSA, listening. I thought it would be great to rob a bank.
All I got
to
do is figure out that time shit.
All I got to do is figure out that time continuum bullshit.
And the world is mine.
And the fucking bank's going down.
That is probably one of the best powers, though.
Yeah, controlling time.
Stop time. I mean, you can't... You can not lose a fight. You can rob banks. You can get really smart. Because you just sit like, hey! You
blast bitches all day.
Yeah.
I like the way Zander goes, well, the thing about it, now that you bring it up,
I mean, I guess you could. Just sniffing everything.
I like the way that Steph, Steph closed her eyes and Steph was like, that's the most awkward, fucking creepy thing I've ever heard Mary say.
I can't remember the name. There's a movie. It's on Netflix.
Jokes, but it's true.
It's about a dude who works at a supermarket.
I know the movie. Yeah,
and
but it's
he
all,
freezes
but,
time and
yeah,
then
but
he
it's
sketches.
All in his mind, but it's all in his mind. Yeah, he doesn't really.
Thanks for fucking ruining the movie, man.
It's in the description of the movie.
You don't know that.
It's in the description. I saw the end of that movie, actually.
What movie is this?
It's a British movie.
Yeah.
It's a foreign flick. And
He freezes time and he goes through a breakup.
He's in college. He goes through a breakup. Then he's having a hard time sleeping. So he gets a night job at a supermarket. And in his mind, he's stopping shit. So visually, you see, you know, and he's able to, and he undresses chicks and fucking draws them.
It's actually quite beautiful.
Like, it's not dirty. That movie could have been filthy.
You know, so
that
funny.
Movie could have been finger blasting everybody in the UK.
You wanna laugh? I put it on hoping that it was that. When I read the description, it was like, oh, naked, because it says, like, you know, he stops time and then, you know,
undresses
and you go, I'm in, buddy.
Dude,
I'm fucking in.
There was some lovely tits. Lovely tits.
Dick in hand. I'm like, this is art. This is, what the fuck is this?
I'd rather watch Die Hard.
Now I'm actually interested in the story.
It was a good movie.
So I can't even turn it off. But yeah, it was a good, I didn't finish watching the movie, so I can't even say it, but I watched a lot of it. So he met some other chick, and yeah, it was a weird. Anyways, yeah,
I'm still trying to think of powers, man. I'm trying to think of, like, because it isn't. It's always flying.
Super strength.
Super strength is pretty
Bulletproof
dope.
Bulletproof is always one.
That's super strength, though, right?
Can't they just, go together, but not exactly. Just kind of be one, like, just being incredibly smart. Just smarter.
So I can create a new fucking iPod. Fuck yeah! Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so much stuff out of that. Like,
super smart with that is definitely a super.
What's super smart though? Super smart like
your mind,
like 180 IQ. Like,
bananas. Like faster. Like, not just that you're smarter, but that you.
But I've always heard, and again, I this is one of those things that seems to be, you can't prove it. But I've always heard, like, we use like 3 or 5% of our brain. Whatever.
That's not true. That's a myth.
But I've always heard, like, if you use too much of your brain, you get to the point where you're like, okay, I gotta breathe. Okay,
you're exhausted. Right. Yeah. It's a muscle. You use up, like, vitamins, nutrients.
But wouldn't it be exhausting to have to?
You'd probably just be at McDonald's eating and, like, solving the world's problems, like, in your head. Like, you need that energy.
I don't know why the McDonald's part came in.
Because you need to carbo load. You're burning energy. Thinking.
Okay. All right. I'm down. I'm sold. You got me sold on the mind.
McDonald's. Get to cure cancer. Yeah. What the fuck?
It could be actually a huge drawback to be that intelligent. Then just because.
Yeah. You can't have a fucking joke. You can't say a joke around you because you'd be like, oh, actually, in 1962, the African the fucking court actually established that was on. Fuck you. It's a joke, buddy. Take it easy. Like, you become that. You know, like, there are people that I've known that are too smart for their own good, and they're not super genius smart. They're just like, hey, I'm fucking around here. I'm joking around. Like, you're taking it too literal. Mm-hmm. And that's that. And I've met people like that. A lot of my life going, like, you're just too smart for your own good. I'm not saying you're dumb.
Because there's plenty of people who are too dumb for their own good.
Yeah.
That's
a lot more common, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I live in Miami all my life. I know. I'm fully aware of these people. Fully aware of these. Sometimes. Anyway, so, you don't. So, what would your power be? First of all, Steph, you don't have any tattoos. We talked about this.
I do. Yeah.
Because I remember listening to last week's podcast, you were about to say something, and then, you know, Xander doing him cut you off. But you don't have any tattoo. You have a tattoo?
Yeah, I do. I have one on my lower back.
The girl.
Well, first of all, it's not actually a tramp stamp because I did it before tramp stamp was a thing.
No, tramp stamp's been a thing since 1984. Like, okay, tramp stamp.
I want to know.
He throws out, like, random statements all the time. And I'm just because you say something adamantly doesn't make it right.
No, most 90% of facts are made up on the spot.
That's a good fact right there. My wife actually got a tattoo on her lower. She has multiple, but she got a tattoo on her lower back, and she was like, I don't want it. She's like, I want to get it, but I don't want to get it because it's a tramp stamp. And I'm like, I always tell people the same thing. I'm like, dude, if you want to get something that's hacky, if you want to get it, get it. Yeah. That's you. Like, I don't give a shit. She's like, but I don't want it. I'm like, dude, do you like this? Do you like it in this location? Then fucking do it. And then she did.
Of course.
Like,
but what was she thinking about getting?
No, she got it.
Oh, yeah.
This is years ago, though. She got it. Like, and there was the butterfly. She's like, it's a butterfly on my lower back. That's fucking, come on. It's like every girl. That's like the definition of tramp stamp. I'm like, dude, do you like butterflies? Yes. Do you want to get it in the lower back? Yes. Then fucking
do it.
I don't give a shit. Like, I like that to me. Like, I like the fact that people get snotty about tattoos. They're like, oh, everybody has a tribal. I'm like, do you like tribals? Yeah. Do you like the way it looks? Yeah. Fucking get it.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit? Like, who gives a fuck? Like, I don't impress you my shit. Like, my shit is impressive. I'm just saying.
My shit is art, kid.
No, my lower back, I have a Celtic cross. So, I mean, that's something that I think I like.
So you're religious regardless.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
You gotta look at religious artifact.
Power of Christ is with me. I am an atheist, but I go to mass regularly.
So I had a friend who she had on her lower back, she had an angel, like it was a cherub.
No.
Crossing his arms.
Like looking like...
Like crossing his arms like this. Like that, right? Huh. Crossing your arms and like looking up. And I just started laughing because she was showing me and I just started laughing. And she's like, what? I'm like, the moment some guy bangs you from behind, that dude is going to be like fucking... he's going to be like booty dancing. It's going to look like he's fucking like booty dancing.
That shit would bother me.
Like
that would get into my head. Face. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have trouble slowing down my brain during sex already. If I have a little cherub looking back at me like, hey, what's up, kid? What the fuck?
And then you're going to fucking, and then you're going to finish on
him. Cheers all over his face. It's
like, sorry, dude. Yeah, it's a weird. Yeah.
I think things with faces back there shouldn't belong. Like butterflies are cool. Some tribal shit, maybe like some wings. That's dope.
I think it's funny.
But nothing with a face. I got a picture. I had a tattoo of my grandmother. Where is it? On my ass. What?
Hey, I just slapped your grandmother, by the way.
Why? About that? Like,
with my left hand, because you know what I'm doing. I do it both, left and right hand. My cousin just got a tattoo of a dragonfly.
Oh, cool.
It's like a she has it for this whole like, oh, me and my father, we share this love for dragonflies.
Really?
And then in my mind, I'm like, I just hate, it's an insect. And I'm like,
it's a pretty dope insect. It's like the helicopter of the insect world.
It's a dope insect, but it's an ugly insect.
It's not.
If you look at a real one, I've caught a real one in the fucking net.
Yeah, so have I.
And it's fucking gross.
Like, yeah, all bugs are nasty as shit.
No, butterfly, I really don't.
Butterfly, because the bug part is so tiny. Like, there's barely any bug size.
I know the reason why. I'm just saying, but you don't get grossed out.
If you go to the Amazon and you got a giant butterfly where the butterfly part was as big as a dragonfly?
No.
Yeah.
Still not.
I'm sure. It probably looks like a roach with giant wings.
Some giant butterflies.
You ever been to Colombia, bro? Some freaky shit, them.
Yeah.
But the part that creeps me out is the wings that look like they have eyes. That shit creeps me the fuck out.
No, imagine being running into that at night. And it's on your door. That's freaky as fuck. And it's in your face. Yeah.
But the dragonfly thing really creeped me out. And then I made the statement and I'm like, ugh. She's like, what? And she's like, got it. I don't know. Like, I remember one of my ex-girlfriends had a frog tattooed on her inner fucking,
cooch?
Like in her cooch, but in the perfect area.
Okay. Yeah, hip-bone, okay. Right. A frog.
And yeah, it's a frog, but it was a cartoon frog. I have a...
Was it a racist cartoon frog?
Like blackface?
Yeah.
I have a for real fear of frogs. Like, I don't like frogs. Like, for real. Like, I don't fucking like frogs. And she had a cartoon frog. And the joke was that I'm like, oh, I couldn't go down on her because she had a frog. Like, it was too much. I couldn't look at the frog and shit when I went down on her. And I made that joke, you know, I've said that joke forever, but I made that joke yesterday to my cousin and she was like, oh, that's just your excuse for not going, you know, for not doing that. And I'm like, that's my shit. Like, that's the one shit, which is an awkward conversation to have with your cousin, right? Yeah. Who's a girl?
Yeah.
Right? Because if it was a cousin, there was a dude.
But
it was a cousin that's a girl and I'm
Are you kidding? Look at this gut. That's my shit, bro.
I'm like, that's my shit. I'm like, you got the wrong guy, buddy. You got the wrong party over here because I set up shop. I go down with a fork and knife, motherfucker. I set up a mantel like that, fucking little
light, I get on my knees and say grace and I go to
fucking candle right here. I fucking get that shit set up shop, son. And she's like, I don't want to know this. Like, my cousin was like, I don't want to know. I'm like, I'm just saying, you're taking this shit away. That's the one thing I got. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't tell you I got a big cock. I can't tell you I last for 10 hours, but I tell you. When I, you know what I'm saying? When it's time to eat,
she's not even in the room anymore. She's outside of the porch going, she's like, what the fuck is up with this guy?
My cousin has such left, has such left.
Yeah, you're like, kid, you know, I mean, that's my thing. Yeah,
Hold on, babe, you tell her what my thing is, son. Tell her what my thing is. And then my text is my cousin. I got text like, I'm gone. So, I'll be back, you know, in a few hours. I'm sure you're I'll be talking about it. So. It was very awkward. All right, so let's talk about the old school picks.
Totally. Damn, none of them were on fucking on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, we looked them.
Did you look for Juice on Netflix?
Juice?
That was my old school pick.
Mm-hmm.
Was Juice on Netflix?
I don't think we were still looking for Jumanji because we wanted to watch it.
Yeah, I was in the mood for Jumanji.
I really wanted to watch Jumanji as well. I actually want to get that on Blu-ray. And when I stop being broke, I may jump on that. But I saw Braveheart again.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it in a long time. You know, I realized I don't have that movie on Blu-ray.
What?
And my wife was like, that's fucking impossible. Check again. And I checked. Like, I literally checked again and again. And the reason why is because I assume that I know this is what must have happened.
Every time
I went to click on it, I'm like, I already have this movie. There's no point in buying it again. There's a couple movies that I've bought twice because I don't always... I buy so many movies that I don't watch them right when I get them.
Yeah.
I bought The Fifth Element twice on Blu-ray. If you want a copy, you let me know. I'm fucking looking for a copy. I got fucking two copies. I got two copies of The Dark Knight. Got two copies of that shit on fucking Blu-ray. I'm like, there's no reason for this shit. And so I know that's what happened with Braveheart. But I have it on so many other formats. But I was watching it this weekend, and I was like, man, this movie is fucking... I would say it's been like maybe a year and a half, 2 years that I haven't watched that movie. Probably. Maybe even 3 years.
Yeah. Is that the longest you've ever gone on a scene?
Yeah. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to say that probably about 3 or 4 years that I haven't seen it, because I don't recall seeing it since I've been married. And I've been married 2 years, and we lived together for 2 years before that. And I don't recall watching it in that time. Only because usually when I watch something, I watch it with my wife. And it's a long movie. And if she's already... Like, I'm down to watch a long movie that I've already seen again. Yeah. She's not... but when I started watching it, I was under the impression that she was reading a book. So I didn't care that she was going to watch it or not. And then she got into it. She's like, I remember this part. And I remember that part. And then she had to leave for a kid's birthday party. Literally,
an
hour and a half into the movie, she had to take my daughter out on a play date. And she was like, hey, can you not watch it? Because I want to finish watching it when I get home. I'm like, oh, fuck, yeah, sure. That's down. But that movie is beautiful. I love that movie. Like,
I have not seen it in ages.
Yeah.
I barely remember it.
Probably 7 years. Probably six, 7 years.
You got to watch. That movie is amazing. Didn't you say you just watched it?
Braveheart?
Yeah. Didn't you say on Facebook?
No, I think I caught a piece of it or something like that.
Gay undertones. I'm like, yeah, that was one.
Oh, no.
He was fucking...
I was responding to your shit. Yeah, that was a pure... That was his
joke. I was like, the gay undertones.
These are jokes. They're not all true. they're based on reality.
Right. Oh, no, but he gave you like a fact, like to back it up.
Oh, no, yeah, you quoted a piece of the movie. You told me some shit about the movie.
You were like, there's a lot of gay undertones in Braveheart. I'm like, yeah, that's the gay...
I was just like, I remember a bunch of dudes' asses. A lot of dudes in skirts. Like, I was a cheap gay joke.
We talked about this before.
Very cheap gay joke.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that you're not funny, so I gotta remind myself. But there was
a movie. I can leave. I don't need a drive.
Steph won't leave. That's fine. As long as I got her here, you're not going anywhere.
Let's go, boo. Let's go, boo. She's like, no, I'm fine. Can't have to make fun of me.
Not yet.
No, I what's that movie? Top Gun is like incredibly, and I know I talked about it with
super gay, because you guys went to go see it
in the movie theater, but it was very like the undertones were so crazy.
Iceman talking to fucking Tom Cruise,
all of
2 inches away from his face,
no, but all of it, and it's very hot and sweaty.
Every like, scene,
there's no air conditioning in that fucking movie at all. Like, every scene, they're fucking sweating bullets, take their shirt off, and I'm like, all right. Like,
how long was this volleyball scene? Has this always been this long?
Like, I don't recall, like, that movie's really gay, though. That movie's, like, phenomenally...
phenomenally.
And there's one point where the song, Take My Breath Away, starts playing while Maverick is looking at Goose. For real. Like, for a split. Like, it's like
to transition into the next scene.
And you're like... What the fuck was that?
That was a weird choice.
That's,
I thought, ooh, I guess he shakes his nerves and he rattles his brain as well.
See what he did there. Tell the video, ladies.
It's great. I'll be here till next Tuesday.
So you were looking for Juice and you couldn't find it. And the Ref and Fracture.
The Ref either. It's not on Netflix. There aren't that many good movies on Netflix. Like, none of the old...
You can still add rent.
Yeah, they gotta move up with that shit and just put everything streaming. I don't know why they have to send you DVDs.
There was one. You know what has good movies is Amazon Prime. If you're on Amazon Prime, like you could stream Amazon shit. Amazon. That's why I saw Braveheart. And I saw, I started watching One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest there.
That's great. That one has me.
And these are all free. Like, if you're an Amazon Prime member, you could stream on Amazon, the Amazon app on your TV and your PlayStation and your Xbox. They have an Amazon app. It's fucking dope.
I'll look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have to cancel my Netflix soon anyway.
There you go. You pick up Amazon Prime. We're both good. Boom. We got Hulu's.
And then, so what's your old school pick?
I was thinking of going with Johnny Mnemonic, that Keanu Reeves movie.
We were mocking it earlier.
Because I just watched the trailer, because we did something with Clap where I mentioned it, so I was watching try to cut it in, and he's like, I took out a chunk of my brain, I could hold up to 80 gigs. And I'm like, 80 fucking gigs? I got a flash drive with a terabyte on it, go fuck yourself.
80 gigs. So you don't even have the entire Beatles collection on you. You got nothing, huh? That's what you're fucking telling me. 80 gigs. The fuck out of here. You took out a piece of brain for that?
What did you lose? And then the trainee goes, well, you know, they're like, what did you take out? My childhood. Wow. Totally.
So your entire childhood took 80 gigs? God damn, that's a fucking lonely ass. What do
you
got?
Low res.
You know that or low res, like MPEGs.
Low res.
Your childhood was a bunch of gifts.
It's all pixated. It's all pixated and gifts. It's a bunch of memes.
My childhood was a bunch of memes.
That's gonna be our kids' childhood. Yeah, it's gonna be all memes. Now. Like, oh, I remember that meme when I was a kid. It's like, oh my god, that's gonna be shit that people are gonna say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that meme, man? Everybody, that meme was everywhere.
Yeah, I saw that one.
But fuck Johnny Mnemonic. I'm gonna go with.
Oh.
And I didn't see it on the list. I checked roughly through what you sent me. Michael. Where John Travolta
that's a good one. Yeah,
plays
yeah.
The Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
Very dope ass movie. Funny as shit.
Yeah, that's actually a really good one. I like the fact that they made it so that he smells like whatever
like
your
cookies. He always smells like cookies.
No, it doesn't. He smells like your favorite childhood memory.
No.
Her favorite childhood memories happen to be freshly baked cookies. The other one's favorite memories happen to be something else. You gonna
I'm
tell me about?
Sure.
Well, I think you guys might have two things. Maybe.
No, bro. I will
in the movie,
fucking
they go
take
to the bar
you.
And,
you watch
and the hot chick at the bar goes, "Do you smell cookies?"
No,
everybody says cookies.
No, everybody says something different. And the reason is because bro, I'll put money on this motherfucker. I'm telling you right now.
How much money you don't
let's
have?
Let's put $10. Let's put $10 that I'm fucking right on this. $10.
I broke two. Let's put five. $5.
Put five. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now you're gonna get the line.
You Google.
You're gonna get the line that says,
No.
He smells like cookies.
Google a question. What does John Travolta's character of Michael smell like in Michael?
And to the main character, which is I'm telling
does
you,
does it vary? It'll tell
it
you
will
if it varies.
Andy McDowell. To her, it's most
very cute.
It's
isn't
like
she like almost sexy but adorable? She's like in between. One of those.
She is. You know who I find? She's like that. You know, I actually fell for her in Multiplicity.
Yes.
Like I was like, yeah, she's dope.
That's such a good movie. Too,
yeah,
that's
a phenomenal movie.
Michael Keaton, man.
I love that movie. She was actually very cute. You know who else I find? And it was just because of one role, but ever since then, anything she does, I'm like, I love her. She's so like, and she's not hot by any means. Is
so curious.
No, fuck. What's her name? I just had her name in my head. Minnie Driver.
Minnie Driver. No,
she's not hot by any means.
But she's cute as shit.
Bro, but when I saw
her, if you're at a bar and you take her home, you'd be happy.
When I saw her Good Will Hunting, I was like, I love you.
Yeah,
and I love her character so much. That it just
she's
makes
playful, smart. Oof.
Yeah, yeah. It just makes me feel like.
Accent.
And then Tarzan, another thing that she did, Minnie Driver. That's her voice. She's the voice of Jane.
Oh, in the cartoon.
Yes.
Oh,
Tarzan.
I was like, in the voice of what? Oh, I. Yeah, child.
Nobody remembers
cartoons?
1947 Tarzan. Nobody, Xander. You're the only one.
No, there's other Tarzans.
No, what other Tarzan is there? That's not the Disney Tarzan.
I don't know.
That's not the black and white Tarzan. Those are the two.
You know what I'm thinking?
George of the Jungle. Fucking son of a bitch.
Watch out for that tree.
Son of a bitch. So what movie are you going with?
Michael.
Yeah. Okay. So Michael's good. We're going to go with Michael. Let me see what Rookie's done. I'll give you my list. My choice is I watched this movie a few years ago for the first time. And then I watched it recently on, I think, Netflix or Amazon. One of those two where it was free. And... October Sky.
Oh, the Rocket movie in the '50s and shit.
Love
some coal mining town.
I cannot watch that movie and not cry. It's fucking amazing.
Hold on.
Well, we got.
Okay,
we
hold
got
on.
The verdict in.
All right. Yeah, you got your verdict. Michael specifically smells like cookies and caramel.
Cookies and caramel.
That's always like cookies.
Always.
I'm telling you, no, it's not.
She just fucking Googled it, asshole.
Three different sites.
Okay. Three sites.
I because to the
give me $5.
Right, you know, I want that scene. Hold on. Let's go back to that scene. I want to do a clap. And then we'll do that fucking scene.
I thought it was gimmicky.
I'm not really doing
go
it.
Go fuck
I'm
yourself.
Mocking you. I'm mocking you right now. I don't know your word. You get all very happy. Like, oh. No. I'm completely mocking you right now.
Then what are you doing? You're loading it up.
I'm loading it up. I'm not going to put it into the podcast like a fucking schmuck. And be like, listen, guys. Listen to this scene. I should. Just to prove my fucking poker to know I'm right on this, bro. John Travolta.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Sure.
Have you seen any of the Harry Potter movies?
I want you to know something. Wait.
Okay, there's a scene before in you Harry look Potter this up. When they're making a love potion that they specify that the love potion is meant to smell like whatever a person's.
No. I know why he says this.
Sure.
Because in the movie, when Annie McDowell first sits in the living room and goes, "What's that smell? It reminds me of my childhood." That is her line right before cookies. Now, that's what he has stuck in his brain. For the rest of the movie, when he's at the bar and he gets all the bitches for chain, they all smell cookies. Everybody smells fucking cookies.
That's the scene I think about every single time I hear that song.
Oh, of course. Chain of Fools is a great song, mm-hmm. And that's an awesome scene.
Oh, yeah.
And John Travolta can dance even when he's fat.
I don't like the fact that John Travolta could go from six pack to fat back to six pack so easily. I hated him.
But don't you notice all actors can do that? Do you know what their job is during the day?
Work out
or get a six pack. Like that's his job.
John Travolta movie. Right now, relax, take it easy.
I'm just waiting. I'm getting my $5.
Even like that, I still thought he was dreaming.
Well, he's got gray hair in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? I, as somebody who's the only part of me that's thinning is my hair. I look at dudes like even in real life. I'm like seeing my friends where they're like, "Hey, what's up?" I'm like, "Man, you got gray hair." I just look at dudes' hair, and I know it's creepy and gay.
It's also Latin thing. Latinos don't have gray hair like your hair.
No, there's some Latin dudes that have
South American dudes with that long like I live on the beach hair.
My brother, has I love that. Hair, man.
Yeah,
and I'm like, "Fucking you son of a bitch!"
Like, I got that sheep hair that like.
The sheep hair? Dude, Velcro?
Velcro? Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, it is pretty bad, bro. I never noticed it before.
It's kind of crazy today.
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to lose this part real quick.
Completely.
Yeah. The front.
Completely.
Like, I'm getting the other opposite.
She's making me grow it out.
I'm getting the hairline that's all together uniformly going backwards.
Oh, you the...
But you're going to get the island.
Oh, yeah. No. I've been shaving my head for years. She wanted me to grow it out. I'm like, fuck it. This will be the last time.
One last hoorah.
One small to the breach, dear friend.
All right. We'll find this answer out.
She already did.
I don't believe the answer.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, you're not accepting the answer.
Yeah, no, definitely.
That's one of the places I definitely found it.
Address your emails to WooBroPod.
No, it's WooBro@NarySigns.com.
There you go.
All right, so...
Facebook, Twitter. Just let him know that.
Yeah, October Sky. No, I love that. We'll find the answer. But October Sky, I really, really fucking love that movie. Like, and because it has such a father-son... sub story, like I remember watching it for the first time crying, and then now that was before my kid was born, and now that my kid, I'm like,
oh.
It was amazing. It was amazing. So yeah, I'm a big
that
fan.
Is a guy that's the point of the old school picks. You just said that and I was like, oh yes, I need to find that movie. I need to watch it again. I haven't seen it since it came out.
October Sky?
Yeah.
Really a little good. Research then. I don't remember what October Sky is.
October Sky. It's a rocket movie, sort of.
It's actually based on a true story on the guy from a small...
coal mining town.
Yeah, it's Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that, yeah.
Yeah, it was Jake Gyllenhaal, and his friend was Bullet from the Steve Harvey Show.
The dipshit white boy from Steve Harvey. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, it was... But it's an excellent fucking movie. Excellent movie. Yeah, it gets really... It's amazing. Like I really,
it's just beautiful.
It really is. But like, I'm like, it's one of those things where you go, I don't like. It's just, it got so underrated. Like it did. It just flew under the radar for everybody.
Yeah, I think that year it might have been like surrounded by a bunch of bigger like bigger epic-y movies? Because that is kind of a small story. It's kind of a quiet movie in a quiet town. It's a chill.
I think it's because it was Jake Gyllenhaal. Because Jake Gyllenhaal wasn't Jake Gyllenhaal.
Nobody. Back yeah, then. Yeah.
He was a nobody. Yeah. And I think that if it would have been played by somebody more famous at the time, not that it wasn't played great by him.
JTT?
It was.
Just Jonathan Taylor Thompson.
That was one of my original loves.
JTT?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
like, I like the fact that you look at me like, yeah,
asshole.
I was, you know, going.
Did you never watch Home Improvement?
He was dreamy.
I almost felt bad for the older brother of that show. Because he got no, like, I don't know how JTT became, because the other kid was a good-looking kid, too. Like, they were both blonde and good-looking. Like, and you go, why does JTT, like, it's just because he got the smart-assy lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the show.
The other one was the dumb one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they try to fix it later on in the series. They try to fix it. Like, no, he's actually smart. Like, he's actually growing into his own. They're like,
yeah, they tried.
Hit us more with the JTT, please. Yeah. That's a great series. That's a great sitcom,
that's a really
too.
Good show.
It gets, everybody remembers the moan, the groan. But it was really well written. I mean, it wasn't
a dumb Frasier, show.
But it was really.
It wasn't Frasier.
It wasn't Frasier, but, it wasn't.
Theodore, please. Like, Frasier was
amazing. I love
it. Yeah, so did I. So did I.
But
great. That was a Cheers spinoff, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're gonna go with
Rookie's pick, right?
Rookie's pick. In the continuation of the one where he said the first three movies, I was really rooting for the bad guy to win. Last week's was Fracture. I'm not gonna accept the second one because it's too new of a movie. Not that time. I understand. Time is not a prerequisite.
But it's still in the mind.
But it's really like Law Abiding Citizen is the second pick, and I'm like, that's really
like, really recent.
Yeah, dude,
really
from,
recent. From 300.
Yeah, from 300. That was pretty good, but yeah, that's pretty
or,
recent.
Or P.S. I Love You, whichever one you want to say.
Fucking P.S. I Love You.
Fucking Steph.
No,
Steph just got wet right now. Like,
okay, I'm dying from a disease. I'm gonna plan a bunch of letters and tapes to be sent to my wife to make sure she gets dick. No, I'm dying from cancer and that pussy is closed.
Yeah, nah, I gotta
be honest. The book is amazing too, though.
Oh, well, the book, yeah. The
it made me eat bread.
But it was amazing.
I am not a fan of P.S. I Love You. I never even finished seeing it because it just, I remember going like, this is bullshit, right?
It is.
This is not, and you gotta. I'm the dude that is a diehard hopeless romantic. I love romantic movies. The Time Traveler's Wife. Oh my god,
that breaks my heart.
I'm that dude. I'm like,
that's depressing.
It's depressing, but at the same time, that's he loved her so much. Like that scene at the end where she was like, "If you knew this was gonna happen, why did you invite all of us here?" And then she's like, "I wanted to be around my loved ones." I was like, "Oh my god." Like, yeah,
I think I saw that once, and I was probably.
I like that movie.
Pretty stoned.
That movie was way more of a tearjerker, in my opinion, than The Notebook. The Notebook gets all the rage.
The Notebook is sweet, bro. I didn't see it coming. When she wakes up, like, I was just chilling watching this movie. I was enjoying it, and then when she wakes up for a moment, you find out that they are the couple that you're watching.
Oh, you didn't see it coming.
I didn't.
They said the old people are the fucking first people you see in the movie. And then they do a flashback. How do you fucking not put two and two together?
No, but that scene where she wakes up. Yeah, it's not the same thing. It's not like you know that it's them.
I knew it was them.
Well, because you were fucking completely conscious.
were you under the influence when you're watching
it? I was probably. When I watch most movies that I don't want to watch, like that I don't choose to watch, I probably, yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly,
yeah.
I get a little alleged, and then I sit down and watch the movie.
I like The Notebook a lot. I'm not taking anything away from The Notebook. I just don't. It doesn't make me cry.
So you were saying about P.S. I Love You, though. Why couldn't you make it through?
The story bored me. I just didn't buy it.
You think it was?
I bought
you have
the
a
time
wife.
Traveler's wife.
What did you do?
I bought the time traveler's wife.
That piece that of shit sci-fi.
That was more believable. I love that movie. Like I love the time traveler's wife.
But that's like a suspended disbelief.
You go. All right, see good time travel. All right,
fine. The thing is, like, if you actually watched P.S. I Love You all the way through, it's not that he had it planned so specifically. You actually start finding out. Like he had.
I didn't like the fact that when she met Gerard Butler, I was like, oh fuck you.
Yeah,
I love.
I'm like, fuck you. That's your friend. Six shit. Good. It wasn't his.
Yes,
friend.
No, they knew each no, other.
They played in the same band yeah. back in the day, but like they didn't really like they didn't keep in contact. Guy
code,
bro.
Yeah, fucking guy code.
The guy's dead.
We did an open mic once.
Guy code. Yeah,
fuck it.
We did open mic once, bro. My bad, dog. My bad. I gotta be honest. Hey, some
the guy
she rolled up on me.
The guy is dead.
But that's the silliest part of the movie. Like, as a guy. All right, you're dying, and he must have spent a lot
Lithia
of time.
Lithia was more believable.
Oh, no. That is like an exaggeration.
Oh, isn't that where once on a leap year, you go back to Ireland
and the woman gets to propose? That's way more believable than P.S. I Love You.
Then I'm dying from cancer, and I'm going to make sure my wife gets dick after I'm dead. What?
But that's not Nine. The point of the movie.
No.
That wasn't the point of the
movie. That is the point of the movie.
No, it's not.
What's the point of the movie? To move on?
Yes,
to other
help
dicks.
Her heal. No, not to other dicks.
Yes.
Just move on and heal. That's it.
Listen, like, but I just
happens.
Don't know how.
There's one wound that never heals.
I don't know how receiving mail from beyond the grave is helping you move on.
Yeah, it seems like.
It seems like a dickheaded move on his part. I gotta be honest with you. Like, you're supposed to move on.
Because what if she was doing on? In the movie, in the movie, we know that she's doing bad. How does he know? That she's completely destroyed.
Okay,
no,
sorry,
what if exactly?
Ooh, she's gonna be
what if she's
that in love.
Wait. What if she's pretty good and she's like, you know what though? It was his time and I'm doing fine. Ding dong. Like what if what if she goes catatonic and loses her shit?
He was getting people who knew her to help him the entire time. No, but that is explained in the movie. He was getting people to help her.
Okay.
So even people who knew her were holding things right. back at certain times and giving it at the right time.
So
like her mother was in on it.
Either way, fuck that shit.
So law abiding
citizens
are not here, so we can't do law abiding citizens.
Move on.
Because
that movie's more believable than P.S. I Love You.
I'm going to make you guys
It really was more believable.
And that is not that believable.
And it's not. Law abiding citizens is really underrated. I love that movie. I think
it was fun as hell. It didn't make a lot of sense. So that guy was like, he's had 100 places at once. It was a little, but it was, he was that godly of a character. You accepted it watching the movie.
You really did. Once, I didn't buy it until the guy in the tunnel, spoiler alert, when he explained to him how Gerard Butler's character was able to kill somebody with a fucking thing in the guy's tie. When they explained that detail, I go, oh, this motherfucker's a badass.
A bad motherfucker.
Because everything before that, I'm like, what the fuck? This is bullshit. And then they explain that one detail. You go, oh, for real. Oh, he came to play, son. This is
and he brought
real.
All his toys.
Like,
and
this
shit.
Is crazy shit. Yeah. That was a dope movie. I'm not mocking the pick. I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying I think it's too recent. It can't be an old school pick if it's that recent. But the next one, I'll give you this because it's still new-ish, but old enough to go, yeah, this. And he's absolutely right. I was rooting for the fucking bad guy. Inside Man.
Inside.
Denzel Washington and Clive Owen. It's actually directed by Spike Lee, but it's good. So don't let that
you
deter you.
You didn't love Jungle Fever?
I never saw Jungle Fever. I was too young. It was like back then, if shit didn't blow up, I wasn't.
If shit didn't blow up,
like listen, it's been watching for 10
Spike
minutes.
Lee was just that short guy from the Nike commercials.
Yeah. I don't from the Jordan commercials.
Yeah, there you go, Jordan.
But this is really good. Inside Man is fucking. It's actually a remake of another movie by the same title. But the one with Denzel Washington and Clive Owen, it is bad as fuck. So like, it was
two crazy ass actors,
dude. Both I'm telling you, and they go fucking head to head to each other. Like they fucking they in the same scene, and both of them are really good at what the fuck they do. But not like unbelievable, like Merchant Marine. Fucking like it's not like that crazy. Like you know when they give
Denzel's not playing Denzel.
You know when they give credentials to characters and you go, come on, half of these credentials would have been enough. It would have been like it's like Merchant Marine, fucking help the homeless. When you're like it's like all this shit where it was like World War II fucking survivor. And he was a
pure
boy school
fever.
Yeah,
what? Like, we thought typhoid fever was gone.
You could have just said cop. I would have believed it. Like, I would have like it's
detective
not,
done.
No, you know what's funny? Because I actually felt that way. I felt the opposite when I watched the Last Stand, the one with Schwarzenegger last year, that came out with Schwarzenegger, where he was like a badass, but it was like they pull up his thing, his dossier, whatever, and he's like, he was like a LAPD for 10 years, and you go, that's it.
LA ain't that bad.
That's it. Like, it makes you, but that's how crazy, over the top credentials have gotten in Hollywood.
Yeah.
That when somebody goes LAPD for 10 years and you go, he was in a SWAT team, you go, that's it?
Come on.
He can't be that much.
Not a stint in the Middle East, nothing?
Yeah.
No, like, some demolitions.
Yeah, he did three stints. That's what he did, three stints in the Middle East. You go,
Oh, wow.
Guys are badass. Right. So, Inside Man is fucking
I gotta
great.
Check that one out.
That was really
I think I remember
great.
Watching the trailer, and it was, there's a certain type of trailer where it's just like, boom, 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 this happens, this happens, that I don't want to watch that movie. I think that's the reason I didn't check it
Inside
out.
Man is really good, man. It's really well done. It was well directed. I don't want to say it, but it, like, the script, you think is going one way, it's going
and
the
it
opposite.
Just bam.
And it's not even just like one bang. It's like bang, bang, bang. And you go, wait, what the fuck is that? It's very...
I just got struck in the face by Cassius Clay.
I don't want to say it, like, it's very reminiscent of how I felt, very reminiscent watching this movie of how I felt when I saw Ocean's 11. For the first time.
Shit,
it's all coming again.
I remember watching that in theaters.
The first, yeah.
It was like, wow. We might have seen that together. Who knows? It came out 12 years ago.
Who knows?
It's one of those movies I've probably saw like a million times.
Yeah, I don't know. But that is a great movie.
Yeah.
I love all the Ocean's movies, actually.
I like them all.
They're all fun.
They're all fun.
They're not equal, but they're fun.
Yeah, they don't live up to the first one, but they're all. Yeah.
But it's
all
hard
fun.
To live up to the first one because then at that point you're expecting it.
Yeah. Yeah, but Inside Man is very, very good, man. It's an excellent movie. And again, what I mean that they're really good at what they do is like Denzel plays a detective who's a good detective. It's not a physically demanding role. Where like this motherfucker was a sniper, but like he's a detective and he's good at being a detective. He's good at like smelling shit. I'm like, no, wait a minute, this doesn't add up. And it's a really fucking good movie, bro. So good pick by Rookie. I think that's just old enough to be an old school pick, even though it's not that old. So, those are the old school picks. Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, man. No, I think that's about it.
Right.
I really want to go see Inside Man now.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. I really don't want to watch P.S. I Love You.
No. No.
As I don't think
I am planning on faking my death and writing you letters.
Writing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your mountain of romantic movies?
See, that would have to require some thought.
Oh, I like the fact that she clearly goes, No, I'm not doing that shit.
This is not happening.
This is a real mountain.
This is when you text
me
earlier.
They're really going to carve out fucking covers, movie covers. I can't talk. I need time.
Because you know you two would have your specific movies, too. And you know you would. Because When Harry Met Sally is definitely on there.
Yeah, no, but romantic comedies, I think.
I don't know about I'm not just comedies. I'm talking about just
romantic.
Yeah, just romantic.
Oh, actually, I tend to like romantic comedies more than romance movies.
I agree for the most part, but there are some movies. I really love Time Traveler's Life. I love... one of the most underrated movies to me is What Dreams May Come.
I love
that movie. Like, that's like the
Do you
definition
think that's underrated,
of love.
Though?
Yeah. Yeah, people don't give it the. It doesn't get the. Because people who read, people go, no, the book is way better. And I could only imagine.
I'm sure.
I could only imagine how great. I fucking read The Wizard of Oz. And I'm like, this book is way better than the fucking movie. That was The Wizard of Oz.
Writer, man.
That was The Wizard of Oz. But if you look at, like, What Dreams May Come, and I think even if they do, like, visually, that movie. For when it was done, was
still
out today.
Even still, I'm saying because the effects are like the painting and shit like that, it holds up.
It still holds up now. Yeah. But like, I think it was really underrated. Yeah, really underrated. Fucking.
That's one of those movies that everybody I talked to though is like,
but nobody brings it up.
You're right. Yeah, right.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody. That's
not underrated. That's just underthought of.
It's just you go. That was. Oh, yeah. Which one was that? But nobody ever brings it up. They got
that's
it. You know.
Yeah, it's one of the few romance movies that I actually rewatch like consistently if it's ever on. But there's very few that I'll sit through again.
My wife got so upset at me. She doesn't like it when I make her watch movies, and I use the term loosely, make her watch movies. It's like I sit her down and strap her to a chair and put the fucking eyelids thing where fucking holding her eyelids open.
Droplets.
Yeah. I'm like, that's
Mikey,
what she,
stop,
that's
Mikey.
How she says it. She goes, hey, why do you make me watch movies that make me cry? I'm like, I didn't make you. What the fuck? I just put the movie on. You're reading a book behind me. All of a sudden, you're watching a movie. That's not my fault. She did the same thing recently. Was it that watch, babe? Is she out there? What was it that I even posted something about it where I was like, I can't believe you haven't seen... Oh, Stepmom. That was the movie.
Oh, she had never seen it?
She had never seen it. She's crying, bawling. And she's like, why do you make me watch this? And I'm like, It's not even that. Like, it's I like the movie a lot, but I never thought like it's gonna be crazy. She was bawling, and then she got mad at me, and I'm like, same thing with What Dreams May Come. So those are the.
That's a heavy movie,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. What Dreams May Come is a heavy movie. That's why I get.
Trying to think of non-comedic romance movies different. That I like, even.
Of What Dreams May Come.
Except for that, but like a romantic movie.
That Time Traveler's Wife.
Didn't know.
No. You didn't like that one? I like that one. I didn't like the ending. I thought the ending was too rushed.
Too much Nicholas Sparks. I can't do it.
Yeah.
Good old Nicholas Sparks.
One of my favorite parts about that movie is a bit that The Soup did. And then they played the trailer. And they were just making fun of the whole fucking movie. And they were like, at the end of the trailer, the fucking horses come on the beach. And the guy, and the voiceover goes, "Look, ladies, horses on a beach. You're welcome." He literally goes, "You're welcome." And I could, every time I watched that movie and I saw the horses, like, horses on a beach. But it's so true. There's something about horses on a beach that women just go fucking bananas over. But that guy's a great writer. I think that guy really does, like, I don't like the fact that every movie he does, there's a conversation taking place in rain.
Yeah, white people making on the rain.
On the rain. Like every movie, but it's every movie. Like at night, or that's it. It's, was I mispronouncing, but I don't know the fucking
Dear John.
Dear John. The Dear John one is the one that got me. Cause when I saw the preview to Dear John, I go, oh, a fucking another one. Another one in the rain, motherfucker. You can't call you fucking hack.
Like John Cusack.
Every time.
Goes, every
fucking time this guy puts pen to fucking paper, he goes, all right, so
the exterior.
The rain. So the rain.
White guy.
The rain. Kissing scene will be here. That'll be chapter 20. All right, so we got to build around that.
Around that, to it and from it.
That's like, Jesus.
That's like every John Cusack movie has him standing in the rain.
Does it?
Yeah.
What's the movie where he does like the top five everything?
High Fidelity.
Right.
He stands in the rain. So when he gets kicked out of the apartment, he's screaming up at her, talking to her on the payphone.
That could be a romantic movie.
That is
a romantic.
I love High Fidelity.
Comedy.
Yeah, it's, but funny. That does fall into the realm of.
Yeah.
Well, that, my favorite romantic comedy.
Say Anything
is one of his is Serendipity.
Oh, my
Serendipity.
God. I would consider that romance.
That's a romantic comedy.
I would consider that romance because that movie like gets to me. Yeah. I love that movie.
You're right though. That movie doesn't have too much comedy.
Yeah. It's subtle comedy.
It's not like in your face like slap, but I love that movie.
It's a good movie.
It's well casted. Mm-hmm. Well cast. It was like,
isn't that Kate Beckinsale?
Yeah. I fell in love with her there, and I fell in love with her getting Click.
Oof. Yeah.
I love Click.
I didn't like Click, but
you didn't like Click.
But I love Click. Yeah.
But didn't you get upset at him for in Click when he was like, "I can't have sex with you, Kate Beckinsale"?
You'd be like, "Excuse me?
Are you what?
Hey, asshole, you're Adam Sandler."
Yeah. I remember watching that movie going like, "Hey, Adam, I know you're busy with working on it. You know you want
to
get.
I know
space.
It's hard to write the lyrics to that song. He'd have hair, go fuck yourself."
Yeah, but that's Kate Beckinsale. You may want to pay attention to that bitch. She's hot as fuck. Like that really took me out of the shit. Where I go, "Nah."
And she hunts fucking werewolves, kid.
Oh my god, she's amazing.
Yeah, no,
she's
super hot in
that
movie.
Gorgeous.
That movie. Ugh.
No, they suck, but they're
no. I like part one. Part one was good, amazing. Part two was good-ish.
No.
I like part two, but part three was like a prequel, and I go, "What the fuck is this?"
Was it?
Yeah. I lost track of what's going on with them. I just think she looks badass in all of them.
Yeah, she does.
No,
you
show me a trailer, Kate Beckinsale, leather pants. I'm in. I'm done. I got my tickets pre-sale.
Did you see the new Total Recall then? Because she's in that.
No, well, I like the new Total Recall.
I never got to see it. I wanted to see it because she was in it.
I think it's on that.
Which one?
Total Recall, the new one?
I loved it.
I want to see that one so
really
bad.
Underrated, bro.
Yeah.
Really fucking underrated.
That's like the book. I'm like, it was like they made the book, not a remake of the movie. Because the story isn't the same at all from the Schwarzenegger one. Yeah.
But it was dope.
Judge Dredd, too. Because it was like, those came out around the same time.
Yeah, they came around the same time.
I love Judge Dredd.
I didn't love it. I liked it. I didn't love it.
I didn't like it more than the Stallone version. I love the Stallone.
I can't watch it. I liked it more than the Stallone version. But that's hard.
Really?
That's hard for me.
With
to
the
say.
Cannibals and all that shit. I love that fucking movie.
Yeah, it was just cheap.
I can't. What do you mean? Break the law.
That was when he was. That's when he became a caricature of himself.
Like, yeah.
He was just playing it up like, how many millions? How many millions? Yeah, I'll do it. I'm
all right.
I'm a big ass helmet.
But what's McCallit? What's the name of this shit? No, but I liked the new
Total Recall
way better than the new Judge Dredd.
Yeah. Well, I think I watched them back to back like the same night.
I did.
It's the same movie.
I did the same thing, and I was like, but the Total Recall is really great.
Yeah.
All right, so Steph, you changed your Twitter.
Yes.
You're now at not that Steph.
Yeah. I'm not that Steph.
Which is funny. Which is good. It's,
yeah, I'm like the comedian here.
Clever. No, but it's funny. But it's no, that's trust
me. Easy to remember
the shit that he does. It's
I don't care. I got you to laugh hard today. That's all I needed.
And at Xander Ray and at WubroPod, WUBROPOD. Listen, guys, go to. I'm still having a lot of trouble with the iTunes when it comes to our sports podcast. So if you guys want to check out the sports podcast, What's Up, Bro Sports? It's on Stitcher and it's on WubroSports.podbean.com. I know last week I said Woo Sports or something like that. It's actually WubroSports@podbean.com. That's what I said. I said at WubroSports.podbean.com. So check that out. Anything you're promoting?
No, man. Artistic Vibes, as always. Look us up on
Maybe
Facebook.
One day I'd be invited to get onto our backhouse, but until then.
We'll throw you on.
That's fine. I mean, Steph's there. I mean, but she's your ride, so she has to. That's fine.
Hey, can we keep a tally of how many times you make that joke?
That was three times. Twice this podcast?
I'm going to go at least four.
See, anything you say, I'm going to go under because you exaggerate. So automatic is under.
Okay.
It's an automatic.
Say seven.
All right. So, and there will be an answer to the question about Michael.
No. There already is.
I'm going to watch the actual movie, though. That's the shit. Okay. I'm not going to take the fucking word. I'm going to watch the actual movie.
I'm just saying,
and then give you a timestamp.
Give me.
Until you add this timestamp. So I'm going to do that.
That's what I need you to do because I've already won. I already won the bet.
No,
now you have to prove.
No,
Google.
Just
three different
it's on
websites.
Wikipedia doesn't mean that
no,
it's the
three
answer.
Different. You don't check one site. You check three. So of the three, all three tape. Said my answer. You go to the tape, but you have to prove it's now wrong.
Yeah,
Google. Yeah,
that's
you
fine.
Have to. You have to bring the evidence to the jury.
That's not a hard thing. You're acting like it's immature. You're acting like it's impossible. Like you're gonna prove Google wrong.
No, I'm saying that I
Are
don't
you
have
fucking
to
be serious. You know who Google is? Yeah, I'll prove Google wrong. There's some bullshit out there.
How often do you prove Google wrong? Three sites.
How often do I try?
I don't know.
Yeah, like why were they like? I
just well, you
like,
just you made it sound like it was easy.
No, but I made it. You made it seem as if it was impossible. Like
no,
it's totally
difficult.
Wrong. Really?
There's you like checked three sites. The top.
How many people? How many? Celebrity died. Fucking pages have gone out.
Do you wrong. Do you read them in the New York Times or somewhere where you trust?
She didn't check the New York Times. She said Google.
What,
Google could have been full.
No,
I don't
but
know
what three sites did you check?
Wikipedia, we're gonna go through this. IMDb.
See, like those are reasonably trustworthy.
But IMDb again, these are IMDb. First of all, gets the lines, the quotes. If you're missing the quote of the backstory behind that, if you're just getting the quotes from the dance floor, like oh yeah, he smells like cookies, that's the fucking quote. But if you get before that, if you get the history, the story before that, where he says he smells like anything in your childhood,
just scroll up, really.
That's down.
Up. No, I'm saying up. Oh. Contrary, the last line. In the first little blurb, contrary to popular depictions of angels,
Michael is portrayed as boozing, smoking, slob, yet capable of what? Imparting?
Well, where is the fucking line?
Yeah, do your homework next time, Steph, before you come and scroll up. Do your fucking homework next time. Okay, all right, so we'll get to that. Look, all it's right. Only been 2 hours. I'm gonna fucking
That's it already. It's a great podcast. People love this shit. Suck a dick.
I found it.
All right, anyways, so we're gonna go ahead. All right. It's a touchscreen.
Oh, shit.
Computer just freaked me out.
Anyways, so I'll put the timestamp and I'll put the
go thing. For it, bro. Go for it.
And if I lose $5, I lose $5.
There you go. It's not about the $5. It's about your pride.
Check it. No, for me, I'm really looking forward to those $5. I'm really looking.
I like to go to Wendy's today.
I don't really give a shit about your pride.
It all before, but now that I looked it up and he's denying me, now I'm like, no.
Okay. No, it's about pride. It's about pride. It's about pride to me. That's what this is about.
All right, so check us out. Twitter, Facebook, do all of that shit, and retweet, subscribe, and thank you guys for telling your friends about us. That's how winning is done.
Yeah. You're just doing that. The drunken Stallone at the end.
I need to. No, I'm sure that really, like, I remember that movie.
No. It's that I just looked weird doing an AV clap, an AV replay on Maigu, and I just watched a bunch of it online.
A bunch of it doesn't mean that you watched the movie.
Well, the movie's not on Plugin 9. I cannot where I could access it.
There's ways to do it. But I know
what you're talking about. It's the one line that Andy McDowell says.
I have a question. For old school picks, have you guys ever done Love Potion number 9?
I don't know. I
sure that movie.
That's a really good movie.
I know I've talked about it before. It was Sandra Bullock. I really love. I like that movie. I think the movie's really underrated too.
Yeah.
I think the story is really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know if I've ever done the actual movie. I don't know if we've done it on the final.
I adored that movie when I was younger.
Too strong, I'm headed to your change.